Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the first day of the new month. July 1st. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We will simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour in living video color at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But this is, first and foremost, a radio broadcast. We only have one guest joining us today, and that is Congressman Ron Paul, sometime in the last hour. He is on the House floor today. They are expecting votes, so he could end up even being on conceivably earlier. And occasionally he has to come on the next day, so it could be tomorrow. We've interviewed him literally. It's got to be close to 100 times in the last 15 years. And when he is on the floor, about 10% of the time he ends up coming on the next day. But Congressman Ron Paul, scheduled, as they say, across the pond, with incredibly important intel on the scuttlebutt in Congress on a strike on Iran that is clearly in the making. They've set the table. They're bringing out the roast suckling pig. And the question is, will they start thrusting their daggers into the flesh? We'll also get his take on the economy that he's predicted, of course, decades ago, what is now happening, what these bankers always do in every nation they control with fractional reserve banking. Really, it's quite simple, money laundering slash counterfeiting. But it's not counterfeit because they run the government criminally, so they get away with it and leave you holding the bag after the Ponzi scheme implodes. And so we'll talk to Congressman Ron Paul about that as well and a lot of other central issues like the Federal Elections Commission starting an investigation. This is very serious of Campaign for Liberty. And openly saying that they're not allowed, the key here is to tell American voters how congressmen voted. And the House has passed an even more draconian bill where there can be no free speech 6 months out from an election of any political organization. Just you can't tell voting records. You can't even give your opinion. No free speech in America. And they're going after the internet. It's so brazen, so naked that it is hard to deal with, hard to even be able to face up to, even when you understand how corrupt and oppressive this system is. It is naked. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a criminal conspiracy takeover fact. Now, every day I start the broadcast, and here we are July 1st, 2010, and things are only intensifying. And I say that the straits are becoming more dire by the minute, that the quickening is accelerating, that everything's coming to a head. The good is coming to the fore. The bad is coming to the fore. The evil is coming to the surface. The absurd is coming to the surface. The corrupt is coming to the surface. The honor is coming to the surface. The patriotism is coming to the surface. The love of God and the truth is coming to the surface. The love of evil is coming to the surface. I mean, the battle is on between good and evil. And it's only going to get more insane from here. I have a giant stack of financial news. We're going to cover that first. I don't have to tell you the stock market is in free fall. The media is now admitting we're in a depression. This is all being done by design. We've been in a depression for years. All the real economic numbers of savings versus debt, public, private, corporate, international, of the types of jobs people have, the deindustrialization, the unemployment numbers, the inflation numbers, we're sunk, okay? When you talk about $600 trillion, as the Washington Post admits last week, quite amazing they admit that. It's more like $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion. This is like shooting someone 8 million times with a 45 caliber handgun. They are going to die. I mean, it's the overkill is so ridiculous. We're dead. We're a wasteland unless we arrest the Goldman Sachs bankers and reverse all this, okay? There's no debating it. Either they go or we go. You understand?
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I've had time the last few days to really analyze this reported sweep of an 11-member Russian sleeper cell. And the Wall Street Journal and others have headlines like spying as networking. And they say if these are spies, it's a new type of spy. They didn't try to infiltrate government officials. They tried to infiltrate major corporations. Well, I mean, that's what British intelligence did 100 years ago on record. They've written many books about it. They brag about it. The British came in and took over New York City socialite society. They came in and they infiltrated banking. They came in and set up the Council on Foreign Relations. Because in America, the robber barons ran the country. The corporations had already had a coup d'etat. And so if you're a foreign intelligence operation, if you can come in and take control of the corporations, you control the country. That's all the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission is. Globalism is treason. Globalism is a corporate takeover. Globalism is espionage. Espionage. It is economic sabotage. They come in, they shut your country down, they only allow businesses to operate through government that they own and control. They put tax incentives on moving to China, where they've got deals with corrupt Chinese officials who will only let them operate. Then no one can compete with slave goods. It consolidates the power of the elite, bankrupts the United States, and then makes us feudal serfs. I mean, this is the British mercantile slave model they used to control the Caribbean for 400 years, that they used to control Asia for hundreds of years, that they used to take over China. And when they put Mao in, they just set up the neo-colonial mercantile model. And this is in all the top economic publications. This is not hidden. They know that you are not going to go out and read this information. So, of course, the Russians basically had spy networkers. And I was being sarcastic yesterday when I said, fine, execute the spies. You know, they don't deserve that. They deserve to be shipped back to Russia. The issue here is, I said, if you're going to put them in prison, if you're going to punish them, in which they should be punished, because I'm into America, I'm into sovereignty, I'm into the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, because it isn't the perfect system, but it's the best system we've ever seen on this planet, and the globalists hate it for a good reason, because it's diametrically opposed to their mercantilism, their neo-colonial feudalism. And I'm not going to be part of it. Mercantilism was a system developed by the French around 400 years ago to manage the burgeoning free market that had developed in the birth of the Renaissance. And it was a new merchant class that was outcompeting the nobles. And so the nobles came in with a letter of marque type government certification from the crown so that they could be given license to be the only ones operating. And they were given monopolies. And it was then a political system where they used it to control their colonies and their possessions. Then it was adopted by the Spanish, the British, and others, for those that don't know. And an example of mercantilism, one of the biggest reasons we went to war, we're told in 1776 it was over a tiny tea tax. No, that was, there was a protest against the tea tax. You know, it is the Boston Tea Party. When the people from the Green Dragon Inn got drunk and went over and threw millions of dollars in today's numbers of tea into the harbor of British tea, they had their own shipments of tea coming in. So it was mainly economic sabotage of their own, saying, look, you're hurting us, selectively enforcing tea taxes on American importers, colonial importers, and giving preferential treatment to British importers. But I'm going to digress from that. The issue in history is, if you know it, you're not doomed to repeat it. If you know history and then use those lessons to defend yourself. And you could not manufacture firearms in the United States. You could not manufacture shovels, pickaxes, buggy whips. You could not manufacture any finished good that was considered to be factory built. England had factories. And the United States, which was, of course, the colonies at the time, was not allowed. We were allowed to produce raw cotton, raw tobacco, raw timber, raw corn, raw wheat, raw maize. But if you weren't allowed to grind it into flour and then ship it abroad. You can grind it into flour here. There are all these Byzantine rules and government inspectors. And see, that's how London was able to keep control of not just the 13 colonies, but their colonies around the world. That's just one example. That's one reason the Indians in India revolted in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and finally threw the British out in the 50s, was because they weren't allowed to have their own businesses. They weren't allowed to have their own factories. So, see, globalism, they understand what it means to deindustrialize you. They weren't stupid. Oh, look, globalism failed. It shut down all our factories. They knew it would cause a giant sucking sound. It was designed to do that. So they've got these incredibly beautiful Russian women. I mean, this redhead looks like a supermodel. They've show her in New York real estate video interview she did last year, and she looks like a movie star. She could have had a career in Hollywood. Amazing energy and charisma on top of the dynamite looks. And I will tell you right now that it's a 99% chance these are deep cover sleeper cells, exactly as the FBI said. And the media hadn't told you yet. These were sex operatives, ladies and gentlemen. And I've seen the news going, this is a new type of spying. This is not a new type of spying. The bumbling Russian spying of the 1940s and 50s, when for a brief time, late 1940s, early 50s, the U.S., England, and Russia were actually at odds with each other. That is England, the U.S. against Russia. Because the globalists put the Russians in. They put the commies in. On record, that's now declassified. They put Mao in, declassified, public, History Channel, CIA admits it. Totally evil that they admit it. Just like they admit they're growing the opium in Afghanistan. They know we're out there exposing it now, so they just say, okay, we admit it. Big deal, let's move on. This is how the British roundtable groups operate. This is one of their arsenal in their Swiss Army knife is swallows. That's the CIA term for a sex operative. I'll tell you, I've told the story. I've been in New York before and had a Russian sex operative try to get me in bed. And I was like, are you kidding? Number one, I'm married, don't cheat on my wife. And number two, you're a Russian spy. So no, stop trying to give me drinks. What was that, 3 years ago in a 9/11 thing? It was pretty ridiculous. I mean, and boy, she was just coming on. Even had her handler there. I mean, and I was like, well, I mean, what do you think? Who do you think I am? Nothing will get in the way of my mission against the New World Order. Anyways. So, she wasn't as good looking as this one, though. God, don't tempt me. I love my wife, and she's a very beautiful person, but just keep it away. But continuing, oh, yeah, I've seen some things in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Of course they're Russian spies. In fact, let me just get into it now, then I'll get into the economy since I started off into this. Spying as networking, Wall Street Journal. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Really? No, this is British intel model. They're getting sophisticated. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving in financial and elite circles. Because there's been a financial coup in America. Wall Street runs things. Of course they were in New York where the criminal bankers are. I mean, of course. I mean, who do you think took America over? British intel through U.S. intel. And now the Israelis, of course, are merged with that because the Rothschilds are some of the most powerful people in England. It's all one big sickening amalgamation. Suspect Donald Howard Heathfield. People had fake names, infiltrated as young people right out of high school. For example, graduated from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Well, have you looked at who runs America? Almost every position is a Harvard alumni, and then they go on to Goldman Sachs. This is a mafia. It's Harvard, and then Yale, and then Princeton. You've got financial globalists who are international corporate operators who are sucking every country dry. Of course the Russians infiltrated Harvard. Of course they tried to infiltrate Goldman Sachs. This is the illegitimate government. The Russians aren't going to get anything done with a ceremonial Congress. The Russians aren't going to get anything done with a ceremonial president. You think Peanut or the last guy, Bush, you think these guys actually run anything? They read off teleprompters. Of course they tried to infiltrate Harvard. Have you looked at who runs this country? Bunch of crooks, bunch of Ivy League crooks handled by British intelligence. God save the Queen and all that. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Who do you think we fought a war against to get this country? Wasn't France and your people that have the freedom fries you like to make fun of on your menus. They're the reason we got the country. See, everything we've been given is a Anglo-centric, Anglophile religion. All the French bashing. I noticed old movies in the 30s with French bashing. It's because British intel took this country over. Doesn't mean the British people. They've been taken over by the same system. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Oh, you mean like the British taking over Yale in 1832 on record through Skull and Bones? You mean that unorthodox operation? If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox, British intel. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving into financial and elite circles because they run this country. Suspect Donald Howard Heathfield, for example, graduated from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and was an energetic networker who promoted his consultancy firm, Future Map, aimed at governments and businesses. Former classmates recall. What did the NSA do? They started Google to go around getting everybody's info. And then it's private, so the bankers control it. That's what globalism is. Globalism equals treason. Globalism equals foreign offshore corporate governance. I mean, have you seen the G20? No matter if it's England, Canada, or the U.S., it's the exact same procedures, exact same black vans snatching people. It's all run by the banks. They call the shots. They've taken over.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? In producing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Defender of the Republic. I am an American. I am born on the 4th of July. And I will defend this country against Republican neocon scum. I will defend it against left-wing communist filth. And I will defend it against the international bankers that fund and run the entire operation. And I will defend it against the entire New World Order system and their stinking agenda. I want my republic back. I want my republic back. I want my private property rights back. I want a future for my children. I mean, look at how ignorant the Wall Street Journal is. Either these three writers that wrote this story are morons, or they're giving you disinfo. And I've got to believe it's disinfo. I mean, the gentleman that wrote the James Bond novels, he was a member of OSS and then MI6. And in all the movies, which have reality woven in, all James Bond is doing is seducing women spies to have sex with them. They're trying to seduce him. People are filming it covertly through glass mirrors. That's exactly what goes on. And then they're wondering, oh, in the newspaper, this is never heard of. Sex operatives, oh, cheapers, we never heard of that. And then other people are running around saying that they were journalists and they just were illegal aliens who had fake, deep cover, fake marriages to be reporters. I mean, that's even more asinine. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. But again, hyperventilating, and they've got former KGB operatives who'll just sell out to whoever offers her, you know, money. You know, now CIA disinfo people all over radio and TV going, the Russians are going to get us. The Russians are everywhere. Oh, my gosh, there's Russian spies all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, what there are corporate spies all over the place, and they already run the government. Have you read an SPP document? Again, Judicial Watch sued and got them, and I talk about it all the time because it's so incredible. You look at the meeting at Baylor in 2005, the meetings in Mexico in 2006, the meetings in 2007 in Banff, Canada, subsequent documents in 2008, 9, and 2010. And they arrive at these armored complexes with troops outside guarding them, costing hundreds of millions, if not billions, like in the case of the G20. And the world leaders sit down, and then they have a corporate governance board, and they break into subgroups, and the corporate leaders come and tell the government what they voted on, and then the government says, yes, sir, in the meetings. Government officials say in the minutes, yes, sir, and then they go and implement it. And now, is that treason? Is that a coup d'etat? Is that a takeover? Of course it is. So, of course, the Russians are trying to infiltrate the corporations. Of course, they're infiltrating Harvard, where they train the traitors. What about some of the Harvard PhDs we've had on, like Dr. Francis Boyle, PhD, international lawyer, wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty for the UN. He'll tell you, he was sent and trained, because he was top of his class, to be in the one office of Henry Kissinger, where they give out one PhD a year, and it was given to him to carry out world government, extermination, genocide, total takeover, British intel. He'll tell you. One person a year, and he went and was given that position and was given the full plan and said, I'm not going to be part of this. That's a powerful defector from the enemy camp to us, isn't it? He's, of course, in Fall the Republic. But we need defectors from Goldman Sachs. We need defectors from the private Federal Reserve. We need defectors from BP. That's where you get real defectors from. You don't get it from Russia surrounded, imploded on all sides with the bankers trying to get back in and loot, because the old line Russian elite are actually able to run that country. And they're looting, but nothing like the bankers would do. Because the bankers want to run countries into the ground. The Russian elite want to use Russia as a command base for their own power and control, and they do have some Russian patriotism. But they're still very corrupt, from my analysis. But compared to the Goldman Sachs, compared to the British intel elite, compared to the corporate Genovese mafia black nobility, the merger of the Italian royal families with the German royal families and the British royal families, merged with the Rothschilds, the most cunning people you can imagine, has created the ultimate symbiosis of what we now live under. And they are as ruthless as anything you can imagine. Let me tell you how many levels the British intel plays. You can read the documents from 1830s, 1870s. You can read their battle plans from 1919. The Milner Group saying, we're going to let Germany build back up after incredible sanctions. They will then elect a war leader. We'll fund him as a dictator. We'll encourage the dictator to go wild, claim we're going to team up with him, and then we'll bring him down and wreck Europe. And that way, how do you deal with people playing in 25-year increments? As Brzezinski brags, they do. Well, you study their battle plans and ask yourself if you want to be enslaved by these people. Because their end game is killing you and your family. They want you dead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I haven't said much about the Al Gore situation, but watching his body language and the way he's been behaving, and he always looked like a big, fat, degenerate rapist to me. A lot of times the book cover matches what's inside. Sometimes it doesn't. This could be some type of bizarre false flag where she later comes out and admits it's all a fraud as some way to discredit anybody who ever comes out against Gore. But I don't think that's the case, because this is something that's dirty either way you slice it. So we will cover that coming up. Accuser claims key witnesses, hotel video surveillance, DNA evidence. Gore unequivocally and emphatically denies, kind of like Bill Clinton,
I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
And then he shook his finger and said,
how dare you say I did? It's a complete lie.
And see, these guys like to force it on somebody. He got even more excited, reportedly, as she said no. And then she was trying to get out, and he ran over and started hunching on her. I want to warn you, though, we're not going to air all of this tape. We bleeped out the cuss words. We're going to fade them down. But still, it is graphic. So if there's any children listening, I'm going to play a short clip of this now, but I'm going to play more of it next hour. Here's just a short clip of when it started.
He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, my fingers brushing against his penis, and firmly planted my hand on his pubic crest region and said to me, "There," in a very sharp, loud, angry-sounding tone. This is all happening really fast, as you can imagine. Further yet,
that's enough. That's the police deposition. They've reopened the criminal investigation. See, when this happened 3 years ago, he was at the height of his Nobel Prize and the worship, and people were literally saying he laid golden eggs when he went to the bathroom. That, I mean, this guy could do nothing wrong. He was like the second coming of Christ, all rolled into one, and an Easter bunny, and the golden goose. I mean, he was like God. He was a saint. And really, he was a big man bear pig. He was the guy that sold you that NAFTA and GATT was going to be great. This is a good deal, Larry. We cover that in Fall of the Republic. This deal is going to really build new factories in the United States, Larry. Shut up, Ross. This is my time to speak. Let me speak in my big, you know, fake Southern Nelly accent here for you. Was NAFTA and GATT a good deal for you, America? Did Bill Clinton not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? Do they not lie? And notice how he was real quiet about this in 2006. It came out then when it first happened, I guess 4 years ago. And then he was real quiet the last 2 weeks about it. And that's suspicious, when even though it was big news. And now he's had to deny. But notice he doesn't say in words like, no, she's a liar, because he didn't want to encourage her to get more angry. He doesn't say she's scum, she wanted money, she's a fraud, she's a criminal. He says, I unequivocally and emphatically deny. Because he knows the general public doesn't even know what unequivocally or emphatically means. When they use a lawyer term like that, a long word, that's what he later could say, I did touch her, but she touched me, and I meant I unequivocally and emphatically deny that I tried to force her. Oh, I mean, why do you think his wife's leaving him? All right, I'm already getting into this. I said I'd get into it next hour. Because I got the financial news. It's the top story. The Iran situation, the latest on the oil spill. What happened with Charlie Veach? He emailed us and he said, look, I'll come on if you want. The fellow arrested twice in Toronto. But he said, I want to get out of Canada first. And I said, yeah, let's just not have you on until you get back to England. You know why? Because when they screamed at me for 15 hours and threatened to set me up and put me in prison when I was there to cover Bilderberg in 2006 in Ottawa, this was in Toronto, about 50 miles away. When the media found out I was there and showed up, they went from screaming and cussing and saying I was going to go to a Toronto prison and all the rest of it, and trying to get me to say I was basically a terrorist, and trying to get my guys to say that they were terrorists and I was a terrorist. Then they got scared, and the head guy came in. He said, I have daughters. He started starting to cry a little. He said, please, please don't talk bad about me. And then I said, well, you know what, buddy? I just want to be able to cover this. And he said, and he shifted into, you know, good cop, bad cop. He went back into bad cop. He said, you'll have to leave, you know, and we've got people outside the police force, and you don't know what could happen. And then I realized, oh, this guy's really dangerous. And so I said, well, I'll try to go easy on you. And they started crying again, and it was all fake. And these people are lunatics. I mean, this bully acted real tough until the media got there, and then he just went to pieces. So I would imagine they were telling him, you got to come back in August for your court date, even though you're pleading not guilty. And you better watch it. Things can happen, boy. And so I don't see how he can even talk once he gets to England. In my experience, if he goes along with them and licks their boots, they're going to probably set him up even worse once he gets there. They're like, good, we got him where we want him. Let's throw the book at him. I mean, Charlie, buddy, they'll plant drugs on you. There's no end to these people. You've got all the reports coming out now by women that they threatened to rape them. And during the, quote, enhanced strip search, men did penetrate them with their fingers. So, and the police didn't rape that fellow with a plunger for 2 hours either, with blood pouring out. They did. A good cop finally blew the whistle. Of course, cops would say he was the bad cop. Who would want to rape somebody for 2 hours with a plunger? I mean, even if you were a sadistic rapist, that would get kind of old, wouldn't it? But not to a demon. 2 hours raping with a toilet plunger. I mean, I want to support the police. I want to. But, I mean, come on. Come on. All right, now I'm digressing again. And I want to finish up on the Russian spy situation and really make it clear how this is a great illustration of how the media hyperventilates over a threat. Yeah, it's like one fire ant biting you versus a thousand. One fire ant can't kill you. A thousand can. Let me tell you something. We got 1,000 Goldman Sachs fire ants on us. And we got one Russian ant on us. And the crazy lunatic Goldman Sachs ants want to have a war with Russia. They're so full of chutzpah that they want to do that. And we have got to stop it. We have got to stop it. All right, but I'll talk about that in a moment. Before I go any further here today, I want to tell you about a few of the fabulous sponsors that made this transmission possible. One of them is the Ecola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28 and the brand new Ecola Blue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7 to 12 stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about here on the transmission. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. Or by clicking on their banner at infowars.com. Or give them a call at 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043 or InfoWars.com. Big old banner up there at the top of the site. Also, I want to tell you about Weapons Universe. Weapons Universe. And that's another one of the great sites of Blade Empire. But Weapons-Universe.com, ladies and gentlemen. They are just a wonderful sponsor. And these folks have everything you can imagine for your self-defense needs. Everything you need. Go to weapons-universe.com. And that's where they've got the really good specials. And they've got all the top names out there like Smith & Wesson, Spy, Draco, Cold Steel. You name it, they've got it. And they're the biggest bulk seller out there. So you get the best prices. And they're patriots. Weapons-universe.com. And they've got stun guns, they've got tasers, they've just got everything. They've got mace, they've got pepper spray. Weapons-universe.com. That's weapons-universe.com. Get them before Kagan comes after you. We're not joking around about that witch. Yesterday they asked her, I'm going to play this later too. They asked her whether she liked werewolves or vampires in the new movie Twilight. That's the type of softball moron comments that they asked the Penguin. Because I'm wrong. She doesn't look like John Wayne Gacy. She looks like the Penguin. Have you seen Danny DeVito as the Penguin? We had a Alex Jones Channel video that Dave put up, and he found an image of the Penguin from the 1990s Batman film with Danny DeVito. And I'm not kidding. It is her. She would not even need makeup to play the part of the Penguin. And I shouldn't attack her for how she looks. It's just, why do we have to have a... I mean, look, it doesn't really bother me that there'll be no Protestants, even though that's the biggest religion in the United States on them, even though I'm a Protestant. I mean, in the political correct world, it's not the content of your mind or your deeds. It's what group you're part of. So why isn't the court half Protestant? Now, you can find lots of black guys that are Protestant, you know, so you can get that quota done, have some black guys, have some Protestants, but no. And I don't even get upset that you'll have, you know, two Jews on the court and no Protestants. If she was pro-Second Amendment and pro-property rights and not an admitted socialist, that wouldn't be a problem. But will the whole court end up being hunchbacked lesbians? I mean, you know, Sotomayor and Kagan, I mean... Again, I don't even dislike lesbians. I don't hate people for what they're into. I mean, come on. I mean, is America to be, what's going on with, the head of Homeland Security? Well, what was going on with Janet Reno? Janet Reno was in a court case, and it came out in the Miami and other papers that she was constantly being caught with underage girls, and once in the back of a convertible and that she'd vomited all over the 13-year-old girl that she checked out of the CPS. I mean, that's on record that Reno was doing stuff like this. And they said, my gosh, this woman's completely compromised. Let's make her, because she was controlled by the mafia in Miami and surrounding areas, let's make her, this corrupt DA, let's make her the attorney general. And see, let's get it out in the open, Kagan's sexual persuasion. Let's get Reno's out in the open. Let's get Sotomayor's out in the open. See, but they don't want it out in the open because once it's out in the open, they can't blackmail them with it. It's not that she's a lesbian. It's not that Sotomayor is. It's not that Janet Reno was. The reason they put these women in there is because they can destroy them anytime they want. Remember Senator Lindsey Graham, the head of ALEPAC, comes out and says it's well known in Washington that this guy is part of the Republican gay coalition. I mean, that literally is probably more than half the Republican congressmen. It's unbelievable. I mean, how many have been caught in bathrooms and running around, and how many deputy heads of Homeland Security trying to get in bed with little kids? And I mean, it just goes. I mean, Barney Frank was caught in the late 80s running an underage brothel out of his house, out of his townhouse, and didn't get in trouble because he went and gave a press conference and said, you drop this right now or I'm blowing the whistle on everybody. And they dropped it. So, you know, I mean, if Frank is gay, that's his own issue. I don't dislike him for that. I mean, that's his right. But he does had underage teenagers in there. He needs to get in trouble for that. But see, if he goes down, they all go down. And he's the rare Democrat who's gay, I guess. The issue here, I mean, you know, it tends to look at Gore going after women over here, but it's bad. Whether he was trying to force it on a male masseuse or a female masseuse, you know, it's wrong. But you notice as soon as it came out that Lindsey Graham was being blackmailed for his homosexuality, it must have felt really good to him to be able to not have it over his head, and now he can be reelected. He came out and said, I'm against cap and trade, I'm against amnesty, I'm against all the things I was for. Huh. That weight must have felt really good off his shoulders, ladies and gentlemen. That weight must have felt really good for him. Well, that weight is on Kagan, it's on Sotomayor, it's on all these single women. I mean, you can go search engine. In fact, search engine, I didn't cover this a month ago. I should have. You can find her at parties, at bar parties, with, you know, beautiful women and, you know, smiling like a guy would smile if he was with a beauty queen. You know, I mean, if I was with Miss Oklahoma, say, at an event and I put my arm, she put her arm around me, I'd probably blush. Well, you know, it's Kagan blushing with some beautiful, you know, lipstick type person. And, you know, she's a bull, you know what, person. And, you know, that's what she likes. I mean, look, she wants to wear pants. You know, she wouldn't ever wear makeup and earrings and stuff. I mean, she's a tomboy. That's her issue. She likes women. I like women. I mean, I think the gay lifestyle is destructive. I think it's bad. But I don't judge these people or hate them. But the issue is she's being blackmailed, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe it. You better believe that I trust Wayne Madsen and other investigative reporters, and they say the word is Barack Obama's a bisexual. And they are blackmailing him with that. This is how they control people, ladies and gentlemen. And we can't have presidents, and we can't have Supreme Court justices, and heads of Homeland Security, and heads of justice departments who are homosexual and are being blackmailed. So, Kagan, come out of the closet, admit you're a lesbian. Admit that that was what you advocated for, and that was the group that you constantly wrote about and what you were obsessed with when you were in the White House and when you were Solicitor General. Admit that you are a homosexual activist. Admit that that's your entire life, and I'll have a lot of respect for you. Okay, but see, you're not going to do it. So I'm going to say today on air what nobody else will say, okay? The Supreme Court will become 100% bull dykes if we don't do something about this. I'm sick of it. Okay? And that woman wants our guns, and she wants our private property, and she wants everything. And she doesn't like families, and she doesn't like heterosexuals. And she's shown that as part of her record. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. Is that understood? I'm not going along with it anymore. Okay? And that's the term that these gay groups use for each other. I was watching some group at a protest that got beat up at the G20, and it was wrong. that call themselves the queers, and then they can call themselves that, but nobody else is supposed to. I mean, those are the terms they use for themselves on their social networking sites and everywhere else, and so I'll call it what it is, okay? And I'm tired of the CPS hunting heterosexual families, now on record, now even mainstream news in England, London Telegraph, top reporters, that they go to heterosexual families and take their children to give them to the families of gays and lesbians. Stop hunting us. Again, I'm not against these people, but I'm against the aberrant extreme groups out there that are hunting heterosexuals. It's like Planet of the Apes, and I'm being hunted, and I've had enough, and your political correctness doesn't work on me anymore. So I've been clear about it now, and I've committed the great cardinal sin of talking bad about Kagan. And the question to the Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan, was, are you a vampire or are you a werewolf? And she's neither. What she is a clone of Janet Reno, and that's why she's in there. I mean, these women are all lookalikes. Napolitano, Kagan, Sotomayor, Janet Reno, and we're so paralyzed by political correctness, we're missing it. The forest for the trees here. It isn't that they're lesbians, it's that they're compromised and they're being blackmailed and they're forming a power cult, just like Rome founded these cults.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Think about it. You had four members of the Supreme Court vote months ago, but it was made public Monday, that there should be no Second Amendment. Chicago, Mayor Daley's office argued in that court case, no one is allowed to own guns but the police. Highest crime rate in the country, just spinning out of control. Criminals don't follow the law. Law-abiding citizens, when they do sneak a gun into Chicago, it's almost always some old lady or some old man defend themselves. They send them to prison. They arrest them for defending themselves. This is incredible. And these people want to disarm us. They say we don't have a right to our private property. We don't have a right to our free speech, to our guns. And why are they doing it? Because they're being blackmailed, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot have Supreme Court justices that are involved in gambling. I'm not against people that gamble. I think you can get out of control and be destructive. That's not bigoted to be against gambling. Any more so than I don't dislike gay people. I don't dislike, you know, I don't hate them. I understand they're human beings. I understand they're attracted to what they're attracted to. I don't like the other weird behaviors that come out of it. The gun grabbing, the land grabbing, the, you know, as part of that group, that's what on average they do. Leave me alone. I don't like the fact that so many of the CPS workers are homosexuals coming after people's kids. It's creepy. Let's just tell it like it is. And I don't like the fact that Lindsey Graham and all these people are being blackmailed. Just like if they had a gambling problem. Just like if they had taken bribes. They're now compromised. And if the media made it out in the open that, you know, joining a long history of other lesbians on the court, I mean, she's certainly not the first. Sotomayor is not the first. And why do they pick these lesbian lawyers? Because they can destroy them whenever they want. Because they're not making it public that they're lesbians. Just like Lindsey Graham is gay. And boy, that didn't prove it. They said, Mr. Graham, we've got all the proof you're gay and you're being blackmailed. You better stop being for the carbon tax and the open borders and the banker takeover, or we're going to bring it all out in the open. And one day later, that's it. I'm not for any of this anymore. I mean, why would Graham do things that are so unpopular in his state that he was assured to lose and is still assured to lose? Why would he commit political suicide as a senator? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. And the gay club got him into the Republican bathhouse. It's basically what it is. And again, why is the Congress, when gay men are supposedly 3% of the population, why are so many Republicans gay? Because they recruit each other. They're like, you're compromised now into our criminal club. That's why when you go to Bohemian Grove, as Richard Nixon said on record, they try to make you have gay sex. Because it's a rite of passage. Okay, buddy, we can tell your wife now that you had sex with these gay porn stars we brought in if you don't play ball with us. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? It's a cult. You may have some, you know, gay doctor down the street that, you know, that you're friends with and you play golf with, whatever. He's not a bad person. But these groups up in Washington, I mean, pretty soon you won't be able to be in Congress unless you're gay. You won't be able to be on the Supreme Court unless you're gay. You won't be able to, I mean, what is everything's got to be run by gay people? I mean, this is becoming a total takeover of society. And I'll just say it. I mean, you're worried about a Russian takeover of America because of 11 spies trying to infiltrate Harvard because they know what runs America. It's cliques run America. Mafias run America. You got Dixie Mafia, you got Jewish Mafia, you got Italian Mafia, you got banker Mafia, you got gay Mafia, you got Mexican Mafia, you got black Mafia, and you know what? I'm with the constitutional Mafia. I'm with the Bill of Rights and the private property and get off my land Mafia. How's that sound? Get off my land, get out of my life. I'm gonna live my own red-blooded life, okay? I like women, I like my kids, I like green grass, I like T-bone steaks, okay? Let me have my life. Don't make me live like you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I happen to like fast cars. I love my wife. I love raising my children. I like just simple things. I guess I'm not fancy like all the globalists in New York and D.C. and L.A. with all their drugs and having sex with animals and, you know, eating their own feces and all the things that people in government and elite positions seem to like to do. I can't ever get sick of enchiladas and ribeye steaks. I can't ever get sick of just jogging down a forest path or fishing or seeing a sunset. I can't ever get sick of looking at women. I can't ever get sick of just liking what my human programming is. And I pointed out at the end of the hour that we have weird cults taking over America and mafias, and they've divided the country up amongst themselves, and they're trying to force everybody else to basically buy into their cultures. And I just want to be left alone. But the entire system of deviants, as many would call them, they see those of us who are normal as the deviants. See, that's the issue. I'm the weirdo because I'm not scared of guns. I'm the weirdo because I'm not afraid to get in a fist fight. I'm the weirdo because I like to slam the gas down on my car and feel the 450 horsepower explode like a bullet out of a 45 under me. I'm the weirdo because I'm red-blooded. I'm the weirdo because I love the red, white, and blue. I'm the weirdo because I don't want offshore banks robbing and raping and looting our economy. I'm a weirdo because I don't like watching cops abuse women and children. I'm a weirdo, ladies and gentlemen, because I guarantee you I'd have been more at home in 1776 than I am right now in what this country's turned into. A bunch of weak, domesticated people that doesn't know which end is up. But here's the deal. The majority of Americans know they want a red-blooded lifestyle as well. And now they're understanding that they gave in to whatever they were told to go along with. You know, they gave in to all the political correctness, and the politically correct armies want to make us their slaves. They want to run us over. They want to conquer us. They didn't want to live in peace. They want to run our lives. They want power. They want to take over our families and harvest our children like a farmer takes eggs from a hen. And that isn't going to happen. You understand? You've picked a fight, New World Order, that you're going to lose. Oh, man. I'm going to come back and get into the economy. I'm going to get into the oil spill. I'm going to get into the latest developments on Iran. It just gets more and more serious as we track this. It's all coming up today, and Ron Paul's scheduled coming up in the last 30 minutes of this broadcast today. But I'll go back to this Russian spy article, spying as networking, Wall Street Journal. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving in financial and elite circles. One of them graduated top of their class from Harvard Kennedy School. And it goes on from there. And they tried to set up computer companies and social networking systems. Well, that's what the British/New World Order Intel does. The power has been transferred to the private banks and mega corporations. They tell the government what to do. So, of course, the Russians tried to infiltrate Harvard and tried to infiltrate computer companies. And, of course, they did it with super good-looking women. How do you think a lot of other women get to the top of these corporations? They sex their way up to the top. And so this is not unorthodox. This is actually how real intelligence is carried out. And of course they're Russian spies, moved here illegally, assumed fake names, operated for over a decade. And I've heard the neocons blaming Obama for this. I hate Obama's guts. But they're saying he allowed the Russians, when it's admittedly a 10-year program. First they said 7, now 10, now 15. These are sleeper cells. And they didn't try to get into the Intelligence Committee of the Congress, did they? No, they tried to get into Harvard, because it's that little mafia running things. It's a bunch of stinking mafias, like Gerald Celente tells you. Oh, I'm not against Italians, I'm against the Italian mafia. I'm not against the Russian people, I'm against their mafia. I'm not against the British people, I'm against their crime syndicate government mafia. Not against Jews, I'm against their mafia. You understand that? It's mafias, it's criminals we're dealing with. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mr. Jones, my name's Chris, and I'm a West Virginia resident. I'm calling you in regards to your comments about our dearly departed Senator Robert C. Byrd. Although Mr. Byrd was a former Klan member, at the time of his death, he enjoyed a 100% approval rating for the NAACP for his voting record. I would figure if the largest group of black people in the United States armed together in a political cause could forgive the senator his past discretions, a white fella from the middle of Texas could see fit to do the same. You claim to be a constitutional supporter. The biggest constitutional supporter this republic has had for almost 60 years served in the Senate, and his name was Robert C. Byrd. I heard about the Enemy Belligerent Act on your show. I wrote my senator, Robert C. Byrd, about that. He sent me a letter back on May 3rd of this year, probably one of the last letters he ever wrote, to tell me that he would stand against the Enemy Belligerent Act. I've heard people say bad things about their enemies on radio and television. But I would figure in a time when the liberty movement needs to be consolidated, not picked apart from the inside, you would take a man who West Virginia consider to be the Ron Paul of our state and drag his name through the mud before we've had the chance to get him in the ground. I'll be attending his funeral on Friday, and sir, I'd like to let you know that you would do well to keep yourself outside of West Virginia for that event. We would rather not hear from an individual who wants to call our dearly departed senator a monster.
Did you hear that territorialism? I'm sitting here in Texas. I never said I was going to his funeral. I wouldn't do such a thing. And this guy, so he can like have an excuse to threaten me, says, you better not come around here, boy. Well, number one, we love West Virginians. It's a beautiful state, a lot of great people. You have the very wicked Senator Jay Rockefeller. You going to tell me how great he is? Now, Byrd was a mixed bag. There are certainly people worse in the Senate. And I know he did speak out against warrantless spying, torture, and the Enemy Belligerence Act and the rest of it to secretly arrest U.S. citizens. That said, having the NAACP say he's the best guy out there is a negative in my scorebook. The NAACP is an anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-black organization. And if you did some research on eugenics, you'd know that. So I really don't know what to say to you. You don't hear the NAACP talking about 51% of black people never being born, do you? Do you, sir? Now, look, I probably was a little hard on Byrd. I never really talked about Byrd. You know, the guy died, and I said he's probably going to go to hell. I said, I'm not God, and I'm not judging him. But he's a gun grabber in his votes. A bunch of stuff. I mean, he was a mixed bag. He was a liberal. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't like him or Jay Rockefeller. So, West Virginia, one of your senators is dead. Maybe you can elect somebody good, a real Ron Paul. And Jay Rockefeller, you couldn't have a worse senator. I mean, he is now the head of the Rockefeller crime family. Literally, he has now taken the reins from David, who's, 95 years old and now becoming a little bit incoherent. A few years ago, he was still well-spoken. I had a chance to hear a phone message of him. I was staying in a hotel nearby, and one of the other activists called up the hotel at 5 a.m., got David Rockefeller's room. It was David Rockefeller. Had a lengthy conversation with him about the New World Order. Then Rockefeller said he had to go, and then the guy chickened out on ever playing it. Which was ridiculous, because he'd heard Tucker talk about on this show how he'd called Rockefeller's room before. See, no one thinks to be bold, but the word is that Jay is now the true governor of the United States. He is the true corporate president of the conquered United States. All right, I'm going to give the toll-free number out to join us on this July 1st, 2010 edition, 1-800-259-9231. We can talk about Al Gore. The police have reopened the sexual molestation case. We can talk about the Iran situation, the BP situation. We can talk about the Russian spy info, any of it. But just to put a bookend on the Russian spy thing, and then I'm done talking about it, at least for today, because I haven't really covered it the last 2 days. Spying is networking. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox, the Wall Street Journal wrote. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving in financial and elite circles. Suspect Donald Howard Heathfield, for example, graduated from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and was an energetic networker who promoted his consultancy firm, Future Map, aimed at governments and business, former classmates recall. By the way, I said we'd go live this hour on TV, and we forgot to. So we'll go live at the bottom of the hour in 15 minutes. We're going to go live at the bottom of the hour in 15 minutes, simulcasting the live radio show at prisonplanet.tv. Looking back, they say that a telling sign may have been Mr. Heathfield's vagueness while describing the business activities of his firm. I always thought he was hustling, put a lot of energy into his new clients for Future Map, said Craig Sandler, Mr. Heathfield's classmate at Harvard School, Kennedy School, who now owns State House News Service in Boston. But it was never really clear how Future Map did what it was supposed to do. It was excellent. About concepts, not specifics. He never went into specifics. And it goes on to describe the beautiful redhead and other beautiful women and how they were networking and had all this money from Europe. This is a global government run by corporations, like the movie Rollerball. They throw it in your face with that 1970s movie with James Caan. And so you don't infiltrate the puppet Congress. 94% of the bills are never even read, according to Senator DeMint, and that's on record with other senators and Congress members. You infiltrate corporations. That's the government. You infiltrate Harvard, the main organization unit where they teach them about world government. They teach them how everybody else is scum and stupid and trash in these business schools, in these government schools, on record, how a world government's needed, how eugenics is good, how they're part of the elite, how when they start a newspaper or computer company or Facebook or Google or whatever the case is, that they're going to instantly get government front company funding. Like CIA funding publicly through NQTEL of Google's founding. And how if they just play ball and are sickening traitors to America and help bring down America, they're going to be given lots of money and power. And they're a snickering, arrogant, from scum families that hate this country. You want to talk about Russian spies? Why were the Russians infiltrating the scum organizations? Because that's how you get Russian interest. That's what a Russian patriot would do. If our FBI and CIA weren't run by Harvard, Yale, and other scum from Princeton, and that doesn't mean if you're a Harvard doctor, you know, you're into vaccines and socialism, but you're not a traitor. It's the business school, it's the tech, it's the government school, it's the Kennedy school groups. And they're openly globalist. And we've had top PhDs from Harvard. Where you know, special PhDs where one is issued a year on, like Dr. Boyle, Francis Boyle, to tell you, he was taught, bring down America, British intelligence, world government, enslave everyone. I had National British Magazine here, and they were saying, no, we didn't believe you about the New World Order until we talked to some top Harvard, you know, graduates who are globalists, and they said, yes, we're going to get a world government, we're going to enslave everybody, we're into eugenics, we're going to live forever, you're going to be killed. I mean, imagine telling top British reporters this. This is how arrogant this scum is, okay? So, of course, the Russians tried to infiltrate it. Because they understand the ballgame. They understand America has been taken down. They understand that, ladies and gentlemen. They understand America is now an engine of offshore banks that are destroying us. They have the same banks take them over when the Soviet Union fell entirely and steal everything. And love or hate Putin and Medvedev, but once Yeltsin, the drunken puppet, was out of commission, they took over and kicked the bankers out and took over the op themselves and said, hey, you've been paid not to have kids, we're going to pay you to have kids, because Russia lost close to 30% of its population. And they said, we're against, you know, the New World Order. Of course, they play both sides and are completely corrupt. The issue is that, yes, we don't need Russian spies in America, but give me a stinking break. It came out in mainstream newspapers, New York Times, New Yorker Magazine, something we reported before that, you know, it came out mainstream news, that Israeli intelligence actually created the special office in the Pentagon, the special working group to make up intelligence on Iraq because they wanted the U.S. to hit Iraq. You had the weapons industry wanted it, and the oil companies wanted it as well. And notice now that they have it, they're giving it to China and Europe. These are globalists. It's all about bringing America down. Our boys bleed and die. The offshore banks and globalists get the oil. Because China needs the oil for its factories to build the widgets to deindustrialize us. But notice, China can't have oil that's on its border in Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Afghanistan. They can only have oil from thousands of miles away that's shipped to them by the globalists. It's all about strategic balance. And so, this is the bottom line. Globalism is treason. Globalism is the criminal overthrow of America and your financial and physical enslavement to a bunch of trash that bought off our universities with endowments and are now like piranhas enjoying the death of this country.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,241.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,274.80, $637.40 for a half ounce, or $318.70 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,274.80, $637.40, and $318.70.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're going live, simulcasting the radio show at prisonplanet.tv. Coming up in about 7 minutes at the bottom of the hour. And I will continue with your phone calls at that point, but I need to first get into the financial news and the latest on the hurricane. Then we'll cover, of course, what's happening in Iran. Al Gore, criminal case reopened against him because now he's not Teflon. Now he's not seen as God. Now we know that his Nobel Prize is a fraud and global warming is a fraud. He is politically mortally wounded, as I've told you in the last year. Everywhere he goes, he is bullhorned and hounded and exposed as a fraud. And who kicked that off? My listeners. We are change. Great patriots. We're not left or right. We're seeking the truth and justice. Does that mean we're always right? No. But our heart is in the right place. Let's go ahead and take calls. Matt in Minnesota. Then Mark, Ernie, Ted, and others. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, when you're talking about seeking truth and justice and man-made climate change and Al Gore's nonsense, I think it's important for everybody to take the strategy of aligning yourself with science, because whether you're talking about JFK, 9/11, or man-made climate change, in order to believe all the official stories of these concepts, these events, you have to completely sell out your values on science. The official stories for JFK, 9/11, man-made climate change, they do not follow the scientific method. They're anti-science. And after examining all the evidence, I mean, you would just have to be a complete idiot to believe this stuff. And I think it's important that when people are talking about spreading the truth through the InfoWar, that they apply science to their arguments. And debunking these theories, especially with NIST and 9/11. I mean, the NIST reports are a joke, and I heard you talking a little bit about that on the Opie and Anthony show, and I thought that was a pretty good discussion.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to use science when you're well-grounded in it on subject by subject. But just overall, it's important to point out to people that, look, we're living in tyranny. Government gets caught lying 9 times out of 10. They're not being truthful. We know special interests are robbing us. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're now in CNN, Reuters, AP, yesterday announcing they're going to devalue the dollar, and it plunged today, and create a new global SDR, as we told listeners years ago, because the globalists said they would. This is high treason. This is criminal. Having the president and Geithner and others in speeches say that they do support moving to SDRs. I mean, this is outrageous. That's the real spies, but they're Goldman Sachs corporate spies. And we need this idea to get out there, because the Russians know what to infiltrate. Well, how about the American people publicly call for these corporations that are destroying our sovereignty to be arrested? You know, to have the people heading this up that have committed all these crimes to be, I mean, listen, the head of Goldman Sachs, the Goldman Sachs division leaders, they've had congressional hearings. They've all committed crimes much bigger than Madoff did. Clap them in irons. Remove their criminal system, or they're going to continue to have financial terrorism from the shadows and get away with all this. It's either us or them. Us or them. They will wreck us and reduce us to the equivalent of Mexico or Nigeria. We must remove them. They will destroy us. It is their economic weapon of conquest to make you poor in the process of transferring your wealth to them. They want you starving so you can't strike back and take your government back and haul them up before a court and throw their big, fat Harvard butts and Goldman Sachs butts in prison, and their British intelligence and Israeli intelligence butts in prison. Let me tell British people. Let me tell Israeli people. Let me tell Americans and cops and good old boys and whatever club you're in that you think's part of the establishment and defense contractor workers. Or if your family, you know, got contracts from Bird's contracts in West Virginia and you're mad that I talk bad about him, you're going to be betrayed. You will not be at the top of the pyramid. You are destroying humanity. You must decide what side you're on and join the Republic and free humanity against the corporate Borg. They sell weapons to both sides. They fund the Muslim terrorist. They jack the water supply. These are the worst criminals in the world. It's either us or them. either the smiley face, know-it-all, Eddie Haskell, Harvard trash, who've committed crimes, are brought to justice, or they rob everything we've got and sick a bunch of dumbed-down, steroid-head cops on us. Okay? We've got to go in and deprogram those roid heads and turn them against the globalists. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Listen to me, roid heads. You should join us now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
My friends, thank you for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and get into the financial news, and then I'm going to take some of your phone calls, and then we will continue on with what's happening with Al Gore. Portland police reopen Al Gore's sex abuse allegations. I'm going to get more into the Russian spies infiltrating Harvard and infiltrating corporations because they've taken America over. We were conquered a long time ago, so if the Russians want to infiltrate the government, they infiltrate Harvard and Goldman Sachs, which they were doing. So continuing, that's what the New World Order is. They come in, corporate system, buy off your government, have laws passed to transfer governance power to the global corporations. Until now, you go to a UN meeting or you read the minutes of an SPP meeting or a Bilderberg meeting info or a G20. It's private interest there openly telling the government what to do, and the government clicks their heels and says, yes, sir, boss, how high do you want me to jump? Foreign bankers say, jump. Congress says, how high, boss? How many trillions do you want, boss? And then they have hearings later, and Congress gets uppity and says, where'd that $1 trillion go? I'm not going to tell you. Not going to tell you. I'm the foreign banker head. You know, I'm the head of the Treasury. I'm the head of Goldman Sachs. I'm the head of Bank of America, and I'm not going to tell you, little slave. So, of course, the Russians tried to infiltrate the banks. Of course, they tried to infiltrate the illegitimate government. And that is espionage, and they should get in trouble. And by the look of these women, you know how they were infiltrating. That's spying 101. So that's coming up, too. But let us first just graze over the top headlines, and we'll mine back into these coming up. Ron Paul is scheduled to come up in the last hour today, now an hour and a half from now. MSNBC Rattigan, stock market, an obvious corrupt fraud. What an amazing quote by an MSNBC host. We've got that video in the Raw Story article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, Dow loses 10% in second quarter. S&P ends down 1,040 points. CNBC, another CNBC story. Bad news on economy gives investors more reasons to sell. As the market is down several hundred points today, several hundred yesterday. In fact, guys, give me the latest stock market number. How many it's down right now, and give me the number, what it's currently at. How many points down and what the number is. Continuing, Fed made taxpayers unwitting junk bond buyers. Well, yeah, of tens of trillions of dollars of derivatives. And there's another $600 trillion, the Washington Post says, hanging out there. And you're going to pay that through dollar devaluation, through euro devaluation, through yuan and yen devaluation, and through new taxes. And it's now admitted that it's a global coordinated destruction, and that there will now be a new global SDR that you will pay your taxes to at the IMF and World Bank. And the market is down to 9,741.30, only 32 points. So it's gone back up some this morning since plunging. So the plunge protection team likes a slow, gradual fall. Continuing, Feds made taxpayers unwitting junk bond buyers. Here's another one out of the Star Advertiser. We reported on this a year and a half ago and actually sent reporters to California and got reports from Hawaii, where they're trying to lock people up at night who are homeless and not let them live in tent cities. That's one step away from concentration camps. California is now starting that. Homeless camps cover 50 acres from Wapio Point around Middle Lock and to Pearl City. And just thousands and thousands of people. The Star Advertiser. Funny, the Advertiser reported 8 days before, I have a copy of it, Pearl Harbor, that they were going to attack on the December 7th. They'd even gotten the intel, and then the base was ordered to stand down, and they follow orders in the Navy and in the Marines and Army. You know, you see a newspaper, and you remember all the other headlines. Yeah, it was the Honolulu Advertiser at the time. It's been changed to the Star Advertiser, but same paper, I'm told. Just a little side note there. Continuing, dollar should be replaced as international standard, UN report says. I covered this some yesterday, but you just can't. Michelle Bachmann came out yesterday morning on a radio show and quoted from this, a global government being established by the IMF World Bank that you'll pay your carbon taxes to, and they will now, as I told you years ago, still have the dollar. The article says that, but it'll be denominated and pegged to an international board of private banks who you will then pay taxes to for the right to hold dollars or to have new currency issued or credit issued. So this, before the private bankers had to act through national governments, but now they've taken those over. So now they're just transcending borders completely and are building their world government openly and sucking the nation states completely dry, like Nosferatu would, one of his victims. They've gone from sucking individuals dry to just sucking everyone dry. Yeah, there it is. Japanese may strike over weekend, and that's the Honolulu Advertiser. How did you guys find that so fast? And that date was actually 8 days before. People ask, well, how? Because they were giving Japanese time, which was a day earlier. But, yeah, there it is. Japanese may strike over weekend. And then they list December 7th. 1941, a day that will live in infamy. See, we had patriots in the Navy, patriots in the Army, patriots in the Marines. They'd broken the Japanese purple and blue coat a year before. The British had given it to the United States a year before. The spy masters had. And because they had a whole global empire to run. Sun never set on the British Empire, and it doesn't today. Yeah, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, the guys just found that. Will you guys save that? Because years ago, I found a copy of it in a book, and then I had one of my guys spend a lot of money getting it from the archives, and it took us about a week to figure out they changed the name. And then once we found it, it was sent to me, an original copy, cost, I think, like $50, I forget. And then I lost it. It's somewhere around the office. But you found an online photo of it framed. Japanese may strike over weekend. And see, Honolulu Advertiser, just like I said. That's why the guys, you know, I can put an ad in Craigslist. And I don't tell people they're coming to work for Alex Jones. Because I don't want infiltrators. That's a way to get infiltrators. Put an ad out. And it's also a way to get fans. And when they find out we actually work around here and that I don't levitate and float around, you know, then they get angry. Or they're not government infiltrators. They're like nuts who want to be me. And so they get a job here just to try to screw up what's going on here or, you know, engage in operations. Turned out one of them was a cop. We found out an informant years ago, but we dealt with that. So this is the type of bizarreness that goes on, but side issue. I don't know how I got off into that whole subject. Oh, yeah, I hire people, and a lot of times they're like, yeah, I don't believe a word you say, but I'm taking the job. I'm like, you're exactly who we want. But when I'm talking about things, you will randomly search engine them. And then they search engine, and everything I say is right there for them, no matter how insane it is, just all admitted. You could also pull up, but I can't remember the exact headline, the San Diego, Herald Tribune, 64 article when the ships got back a few months later and they got off and said, nobody attacked us. We're told to shut up. It's all staged. That's how we know Tonkin was staged. And 40 something years later, we now know, but you can pull that one up. Wait. Let me pull up the exact headline out of my mind. I can do it. Hold on. It's 1964. Article. Out of San Diego, I think it's Herald Tribune, I think is the name of the paper. And the exact headline is, hold on just a minute, I'm going to try to remember this right now. Sailors say ships not attacked in Tonkin Gulf. Sailors say ships not attacked in Tonkin Gulf. And then the article quotes them, including senior officers, as saying that they were told not to talk about it and that they believe it was a staged event. I think they even used false flag as their Navy guys. See if you can get that. The internet's incredible. Okay. Side issue. I'm already digressing, but that's what I do. Going over the financial news. Dollar should be replaced as international standard. UN report says, but don't worry. You'll still have the euro and the dollar. But now these bankers will be able to even more currency manipulation, driving it up, driving it down. So they'll have the best of both worlds. They'll be able to manipulate currencies with insider trading to consolidate their power through fraud, but only select mega groups. They'll be able to buy up all their competition with that unfair advantage. It's more than an unfair advantage. It's like straitjacketing the other football team and not letting tying them down so they can't walk and then running touchdowns back and forth for 2 hours. For four quarters, claiming that you, beat them by 10,000-0. I mean, it's just asinine. And that's why all these scum are so arrogant, talking about how they're the master elite and we deserve to be slaves. And I guess in a way we do if we let a bunch of frauds, a bunch of Kinlay Madoff types just openly rob everything. And I guess if the cops want to follow the orders and all the bureaucrats do and all the workers, then I guess you're going to get what you deserve. Go drink some fluoride on me. So to that AC/DC song, have a drink on me, have a drink on me, have some fluoride on me. I mean, if you can't read the vaccine insert where it says it can give you cancer, brain damage you, and sterilize your butt, you don't care about your kids enough to read the insert, you stupid housewives out there, you stupid yuppie women, and I'm not saying women are stupid, but I'm talking about those particular stupid housewives and soccer moms that shoot their kid up with every shot known to man and wonder why their 10-year-old kid can't hardly talk. you stupid witch, you stupid dingbat. Go read the stinking insert. And if calling you names is what it takes to get you to read something, I'll do it. I've learned sweet talking these people doesn't get anything done. You got to slap these people upside the head with a metaphorical 2x4. And I will do it so you don't hurt your precious little children, you scum. And you scum out there that worship all these fake liberal groups like the NAACP that was set up and created so they could push eugenics on blacks and abortions on blacks. If you think killing black people's pro-black, then I got a bridge I want to sell you. I mean, you got to get mad. You got to get angry. You got to start seeing through just how crazy all this garbage is. All right, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry, ladies and gentlemen. I got to settle down a little bit. I've decided starting in the middle of July, in just 12 days, I'm going to make this announcement here now. I'm going to 3 hours instead of four. I've been doing 4 hours for 2 years, and I've got to build a new TV studio. I want to do a TV report every day, I've decided, and it just drains me too much the fourth hour. I need that energy to go into the TV show. Plus, I can say it all in 3 hours like I did for 13 years before I switched over to 4 hours. And we'll just re-air the first hour and the fourth hour. So for stations already carrying the fourth hour, don't worry. It'll just be the first hour. So those adjustments will be made. And the network sends my show out 24 hours a day on the satellite. But there was a reason I got into that issue as well. Oh, we're just going to start simulcasting the full 3 hours every day. So there's none of it that's not covered on PrisonPlanet.tv and then archived. Starting July 12th, we will be 3 hours a day, and all 3 hours will be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv if the hair lips the admiral, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Because what happens is I tend to get in here and then rant in the first hour some of my best material and the most important info we cover, and then I tend to overheat by the fourth hour and just start babbling, and I'll do stuff like comb my hair straight back in the morning and not even comb it. So I almost just don't air the first hour because I forget to comb my hair before I go on TV. So I'll just start having to get ready before I go live, getting here a little bit early. Because I'm the type of guy that gets out of the shower, combs my hair straight back, brush my teeth, shoot some deodorant on, put my socks on, put my clothes on. It takes me about 7-8 minutes to get showered, dressed, ready. And I've got to start converting over more to the TV mode. I may have to start going to the salon every day and having my hair done. That's a joke, folks. That's a joke. I've come here to kick butt and chew bubble gum when I'm all out of bubble gum. You got to have some comic relief, my friends, when everything is disintegrating like it is. I mean, look at these headlines. Dollar should be replaced, as international standard UN report says. This is high treason. And our government agrees. Geithner agrees. Obama agrees. Barry Sataro agrees. Here's another one. Again, I've been covering this the last few days. A whole bunch of mainstream news, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, they all admit, okay, we're in a depression, third depression. Fed officials avoid talk of further stimulus to stoke growth. Yeah, because they've already got a stimulus package passed that means unlimited money in an open window where they can go there every week if they want and get $887 million. That's an open revolving door. That's why Bloomberg reports it's $28 trillion 7 months ago. We've never gotten new numbers since then. It's got to be something like $35 trillion now they've stolen domestically, but we don't know. And at a certain point, $24 trillion, $28 trillion, $35 trillion, it's like, do you want me to shoot you in the head 100 times or 1,000 times? At a certain point, I mean, it doesn't even matter. The level of fraud these delicate little geniuses have created, and I guess they are delicate geniuses. I guess the Goldman Sachs, Harvard scum, foreign intelligence operatives that run our country, the corporate intelligence operatives that have fully turned our government over to themselves, I guess they are better than us. I guess we do deserve it. I guess we are idiots. Well, I'm not an idiot, trash. And just like the founding fathers, I don't want to be your offshore slave. There's always going to be another minority that doesn't want to be a parasite, that wants to be left alone. So, okay, you're a minority that's taken over all the mainline schmucks out there that want to suck their thumbs all day. I'm not one of them. You understand that? And I am not your property. I'm declaring it. You've drawn first blood in 1,000 different ways. Get off my back, parasite. Because you're going to find out you're not the better man. You're going to find out, like all bullies, that the bigger you are, the harder you're going to fall. And I think you recognize now the people are angry, and there's no way for you to spin this, you little pieces of crap. And you're going to try to focus us in on Ruskies and Chi-Coms, and, oh, yeah, Chi-Coms especially are a threat you created. And you're going to try to focus us in on all these other enemies and little turban-head brown people that you funded and created, so we'll give up all our rights to you so you can rape us financially and physically. But we know it's a corporate globalist treason takeover. Corporations are bigger than governments, more powerful. And that's what the New World Order is. And we are calling you out, trash. In fact, on the subject of BP, before I get back to the economy, I'm going to get more into BP later. I've been hearing for the last month, and I really haven't covered it, and I should. Everybody should buy from BP. Obama's being mean to them, and it's going to hurt the station owners. And well, most BP stations are owned by the company. They're not franchises like Valero or something, or some of the other companies that are out there. Most of them are owned by the parent mafia organization that's completely owned by big banks. BP is just a front company on record. Basically British intelligence. They used BP employees to overthrow Iran in 53. And that's on record. Operation Ajax declassified 1999. But BP created Obama with Goldman Sachs. It's one and the same. Goldman Sachs owns BP, the biggest shareholder. They created the carbon tax with Ken Lay and Enron on record in the mid-90s with Al Gore. But the fake Republicans are acting like Obama's hurting them, hurting BP, playing along with the fake left-right paradigm. It makes me sick. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you want to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. some, you lose some. It's all a game to me. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get into all of the news on the economy. I'll continue covering that in the next hour and then get into the oil spill developments and a lot more. The Al Gore police investigation, which I've listened to the lady. I've analyzed it. My gut tells me it's 100% real, and that woman better watch out. Because that lady came out in Houston and said George W. raped her, and she was dead a week later. Suicide. And the evidence did show that she'd worked in and around him. The Bushes have had a lot of maids die, get run over, get killed, be found dead on the beach in Georgia, in Maine, in Texas. You don't want to be a domestic servant of the Bushes and make them mad because you don't want to write a book about Bush being a cokehead during the election. Didn't matter after. You're going to slit your wrist, boy, and be found dead in a bathtub. In Arkansas, it's one of their favorite places to kill people because that state is so corrupt. Every state's corrupt, though. Illinois, Texas, Arkansas, West Virginia, New York, Florida. Everybody always says, man, that's a corrupt state. Michigan, California, that's a corrupt state. Oregon, they're corrupt. Nevada, they're corrupt. New Mexico, they're corrupt. New Hampshire, man, they're corrupt. They're all corrupt. So I'm going to go to your phone calls and just go through those from Mark and Ernie and Matt and Scott and Frank. And then we will continue with all of the news. And Kagan, they're asking her softball questions, if she's a fan of the show Twilight. And I can't believe she even knew what they were talking about. I had to look it up. It's some werewolf show or something. I mean, but they knew that was a way, because the first couple days she never smiled, so they started like throwing her softballs, and then she looked even crazier after that with these fake smiles, like the Joker. Hi, I'm Elena Kagan. Do I like werewolves or vampires? Well, gee, I actually like Igor. That's more what I'm into. Igor's little helper. We'll have 9 Igors on the court with rolling pins, not gavels. Me and the girls will all go out and have fun together. We like to go to the topless bar together. All right, I'm sorry. I need to quit screwing around, don't I, a little bit. We're going to go to break here and go directly to your calls when we start the next hour. I do want to just tell listeners that, you know, I have trouble with this news. It's so heavy. It's so hardcore. We're on the verge of World War III. We're the oil with the hurricanes is on its way, and the way they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, hysterical about a little bit of oil, and the government's blocking the cleanup out in the Gulf, just waiting for the hurricanes to blow in the oil so they can have their crisis, and the banking takeover of every financial institution and any organization that, quote, affects the economy, and all the crazy legislation about arresting U.S. citizens for no reason, and the end of the internet. I do tend to start getting a little bit smart mouth and arrogant and angry. And I've really got to try to control myself. And that's why I'm down on myself a little bit. Because nobody's perfect, and I realize the position I'm in, and I need to be focused. So I will pledge this. The next 2 hours will be serious, like a focused laser beam. And I've been pretty serious. I screw around less than most hosts, but I am screwing around. And I've got to be my own governor. In fact, guys in the control room, tell me right now, no more screwing around. No more screwing around. So it's going to be Mr. Serious coming up in the next 2 hours. It's just, this stuff's so absurd. I mean, that clown Kagan up there, like a demonic penguin, it's just made for humor, but it's not funny. It's gallows humor is what it is. Don't forget the online video bookstores at Infowars.com. Not only are the best and most informative titles there to wake up your friends and family, but it also supports us when you buy the books, T-shirts, and materials. They want to shut down alternative media for a reason. This stuff's hurting them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached the halfway point in worldwide transmission. We're simulcasting the radio broadcast that's on XM, AM and FM stations, global shortwave, other satellite systems, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the free audio streams. We also simulcast a video stream at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm going to your calls for 30 minutes. I'll continue with calls into the next hour. Ron Paul is scheduled to join us for a half hour. But he may come on at the start of the hour or the end of the hour. He's got votes coming up. Congress is in session right now. So Ron Paul coming up with key info next hour. The Federal Elections Commission is trying to persecute him right now as well. He's calling this a premeditated, illegitimate attack, trying to shut down our free speech. So that's coming up. The economy, the Iran situation, the oil, the Al Gore criminal investigation opened for basically rape. I mean, you start trying to make a woman have sex with you and grabbing on her parts, that's sexual assault. So, and you know what? I think he did it. I think she's credible. I mean, you investigate for 15 years every day intensely. You get a feel for these things. I don't say we can put him away for it yet, but he just looks like a big fat rapist. But he likes to rape our freedom. He's a lying fraud with the carbon tax. He was a lying fraud with the cap and trade. Okay, that's enough. It's coming up. It's coming up. Mark in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. 8 years plus since I talked to you last, Southwestern New York. I wanted to call and tell you about a meeting I attended last night. It turned out to be an organization, mostly I would say of neocons, called GO. This is not a promotion of their .com, but it stands for Get Out of Our House, which was basically another neocon circle jerk, as far as I was concerned, asking loaded questions about con-cons, you know, whether we should amend the Constitution to exclude people with law degrees from serving in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's a red herring. You can't do that. I mean, the problem is a con-con, once you open a constitutional convention up, everything's on the table.
That's right.
And guaranteed the globalists would stage a terror attack, and during the hysteria, abolish everything. A con-con is deadly.
That's what I told them. Hey, can I give a shout-out to my son in Wisconsin, Justin?
He's sure.
29 today, and he woke up on his own half dozen years ago. God bless him.
Well, good. Were you awake first, Mark, or did your son wake up?
I started in 99 and lost contact, and lo and behold, 2 years ago, I found out he was right in line.
Well, that's awesome. God bless you, sir. It's good to know that your son is not psychologically enslaved by the corporate Borg. Let's talk to Ernie in California. Ernie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, every time I go to the store, I try to tell people about aspartame and fluoride. And if they give me the dumb look, then I tell them the third thing. Einstein said one thing. Two things are infinite, space and stupidity, and then I walk away from them. But the other thing I want to talk about is the WebBot. I don't know if you're interested in that, but it's talking about a possible 1.2 billion dead from Gulf oil spill. And also, this has been in Book of Revelations, the Hopi prophecy, the seventh sign. let me see, Edgar Cayce wrote about it, and a few other people, including that shaman that's in Africa. What's his name? Credo Mutua or something like that. Basically, I just think the eugenics program's already into effect big time with this oil spill. And I want to get your take on that.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let me come back and give you my take on it. But I've known people. We've interviewed activists who print up little cards with a couple of fluoride websites that have facts on them. Fluoride's deadly, and they put it in fluoride water, you know, containers for kids at the grocery store. But now they don't just put aspartame in Diet Coke and Pepsi. It's in tens of thousands of products. It's in almost all the candy. So you just go in the grocery store and stick those cards in the candy aisle, and you will save people's lives. Desperate things mean desperate measures.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you read State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger in 73, declassified in 93, they talk about using wars and famine. And if a African country or Latin American country starts industrializing and becoming wealthy, that they would finance rebels to overthrow the government. And that if countries wanted their IMF and World Bank loans, they would have to cut their population growth by 50%. That's just one of many documents, but that's one that's well known. You can look up and read the whole text of. Now, people are saying, well, this Gulf thing is the beginning of the eugenics and that the oil is going to kill everybody, basically. all the eugenics and the soft kill that we've seen, again, soft kill is something that kills you 20 years later, so you don't know what killed you. You don't know what caused the disease. You don't understand the underlying chemical or biological precursors or binary systems that mix together to create that degenerative disease. But the establishment scientists tested on guinea pigs, rats, pigs, and it's almost 100% what affects them will affect us the exact same way. Pigs, guinea pigs, mice, rabbits are similar. That's why they use them as lab animals. And so they've figured all this out, exactly how to soft kill us. But humans are very resilient, very strong. We're omnivores. We're designed to be able to take on a lot of poisons. We're long-lived. We're tough. We're tough as nails. Okay? And we're a lot tougher than a rat, and rats are tough. Pigs are tough. And that's just what we're closest to genetically, not in our DNA, but in the way our bodies deal with chemicals and toxins is porcine pigs and rodents. But side issue, the Gulf is the primary ignition device to get the carbon taxes passed that they openly admit even in CNN is to fund the global SDR, which is this new UN IMF World Bank bank-issued cashless money where they just create tens of trillions and then your government has to denominate their currencies in that. That is, your currency is pegged to that and controlled by that, and then you pay taxes to the bankers to give value to the currency. And it's a debt system where they create more currency and more credit and more debt than there is actual physical money or jobs to pay it back, where it's mathematically impossible to ever get ahead. And so it's designed to render you down to slaves. So they've totally enslaved us now with the domestic operation. They've done it to every country they control, almost every nation. They're mopping up the few they don't. Russia, North Korea, Iran, Libya, Somalia. Whether those countries are good or bad, the point is they're being taken over by the Borg. They're the last to fall. And now they need the Gulf disaster for it to go on for 6 months, a year. They're saying it may go on for 2 years. And they need it to not let the big ships that can scoop all the oil up, scoop it up, because then the hurricanes can't blow in and drive it into the estuaries and cause a real crisis and some evacuations to set the precedent. The president can grandstand as our savior, and they can then say, see, we've got to have carbon taxes, oil's bad, we've got to seize the economy, tell you what type of car you can drive, what type of industry. Here's an article today, give me a close shot, please, gentlemen, from the London Telegraph, and it says, prices rise as New Zealand passes emissions trading scheme. Petrol and power prices have risen sharply in New Zealand after the government introduced a controversial emissions trading scheme. And they've gone up massively, it says. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the day they passed it, the next week it went up 3 to 5% and is forecast to go up as much as 20%. Now, we have the newscast where they're not saying it's bad. Their national news in Australia is saying half the land in Australia is now off limits. By not letting farmers farm on half their land nationwide and not letting new land be developed, this cuts our carbon credit and Australia gets $5 billion or whatever. And it just shows people going, it's over, I'm bankrupt. And the government's there going, don't worry, we have a program to buy your land at 5 cents on the dollar. I mean, this is mafia takeover. It's like the mafia just lands in, say, East Texas and says, you can't farm no more, and you got to pay taxes to me now. It's for the earth. Oh, you don't like it. There was an oil spill. Oh, God help us. But the caller was raising that point. And so I thought I would just mention the eugenics is going on all around you. They've been testing soft kill, binary weapons, degenerative weapons. It reduces our life expectancy. And people lived past 80 on average 100 years ago and before, if they made it past the age of about 8 or 9 or 10, depending on the period. Because you had high infant mortality. Babies died a lot. Women died in childbirth. You take those statistics out, we're living on average about 8 years less than we were. And it'd be even less than that. They kill you with the soft kill weapons. They weaken you. And then they have all these expensive treatments that the drug companies and others suck all the money out of you at the end of your life with. So it's all set up. It's estimated people lived about 61, men 61, women 65 is the number I saw last week by the American Medical Association, if they didn't have all this medicine and all these surgeries and all this drugs. So they keep you alive like Darth Vader. They make you sick, then give you Darth Vader prosthesis to keep you alive, and then suck all your wealth that you've made over your life into their coffers. It's all scientifically designed. And the doctors are compartmentalized and don't see it. A lot of them are starting to, though, like Dr. Blaylock and others. The more prestigious, the more they understand it. That's why they're prestigious, because they can think in a multifaceted, multivariate, three-dimensional tie-in system through historical, scientific, anthropological integration. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in New York. You're on the air, Matt.
Alex, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
I had a couple of quick things for you. I don't know if you get a chance to listen to the Financial Sense News Hour, but for the past couple of weeks, people have been calling in and nominating you to debate Matt Simmons on Peak Oil. And that's something they talk about there frequently, and I hope they get in touch with you, and I hope you take them up on it.
I hope they're able to. I was told Opie and Anthony tried to get a hold of us for a week, and I've got actually good guys in there now trying to go through all the – we get 5,000 emails a day, 400, 500 phone calls, and we're trying to sort through it all. It'd be nice if certain people didn't call the office 30, 40, 50 times a day. We've probably got 100 people that literally call – sometimes 50 times a day. So we're sorting through all that insanity. But yes, what's the media request email so I can just give that out specifically? Yeah, we'll get that for you. We're so on top of it.
Something else I wanted to bring up was with this oil still going on as long as it has, how come I haven't heard anything about the Law of the Sea Treaty? It sounds like that would be exactly where this is going.
Well, actually, they've been trying to ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty and this International Gun Grab Treaty to where you pay a tax worldwide to travel on the ocean, and even our inland waterways will be under UN control, just like in NAFTA and GATT, we've given up our trade control, or through NATO, given up lots of our military control, or through these other systems to corporate bodies. But that's another great point you raise. They are proposing the carbon tax, which is an international treaty, which does actually tie into the Law of the Sea. I mean, what does the Law of the Sea and what does a carbon tax have to do with stopping the leak? Nothing. But that's what Obama has proposed, and he's blocked foreign ships that could scoop the oil up until it's too late and all that oil comes ashore. But great points. Anything else?
You always bring the treaty up first, and then the crisis comes later, and now we see the crisis. One other thing I also wanted to say was, I think it was 2 years ago that, right after Bilderberg, John Edwards got burned in the media. You know, his relationship got outed. And right now, as soon as Bilderberg let out, I see Al Gore is in the same spot. I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
Continue.
No, that's all I got for you.
All right. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, there's several points, and this has been pissing me off all week, that I'd like to bring up about the former, now departed, late Grand Dragon KKK member Robert Byrd, to begin with, and especially to address that caller that left that message on your board. You know, so-called Mr. Constitution, you know, you may want to remind him that, number one, this is the same guy that also voted for the Patriot Act, number one.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he did. That's number one. So this so-called patriot stuff, and as far as him talking about the NAACP, listen, black people have been calling them out for the latter part of the 20th century for being the race-pimping and poverty-pimping organization that they are, so that means absolutely nothing. I will tell you myself, I, as a black man especially, am offended by the way these phony, two-faced white liberals are sitting around here crying over this guy. This is the same guy. Now, they have the nerve to sit there and lambast Rand Paul because of one point of the Civil Rights Act that he might have objected to. This is the same guy that filibustered it, and not only that, was not only just a member of the KKK, but a grand cyclops, a recruiter, and possible murderer in the KKK.
Well, he also said that he didn't want blacks to be in the military next to white people.
Exactly. And you know what happened? And when I say possible murderer, as far as lynchings in the KKK, you know, you remember when that thing happened with Strom Thurmond, that whole debacle with Trent Locke, that the comment that he made
yes.
after his 100th birthday? And there were a bunch of black Republican activists that actually protested Robert Byrd and brought up his KKK days. And one of the buildings that they said, and I don't remember which one it was, but Robert Byrd had sent a staffer down there. And this was reported to Newsmax, and this was around 2003. And
well, stay there. I want to hear about this when we come back. Come back and tell us about it. I don't want to get into a Robert Byrd bashing fest. I mean, he's dead, 90-something years old, the father of Pork Barrel. He voted for the Patriot Act, and I'm supposed to worship him because the media told West Virginians he represented them. You know, my issue is that I'm against Robert Byrd because he's a globalist and he's dead now. So it's a non-issue, but we'll let you finish up on the other side.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You saw her after school, sipping on a Coke, acted like a fool, cracking crazy jokes. She turned his motor on, man, his heart was gone. Fire down below.
He was a Cyclopsian clan member.
Easy as you go.
Easy as you go, Cyclops ruler. Senator Byrd.
Keep it in the road.
Say hi to Choron for me. And you cross the river Styx. Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody that calls their leaders wizards, dragons, cyclopses, it was the founder of the Klan, who was also a Confederate general, who was the head of the Illuminati, Albert Pike, this is on record, who talked about how there'd be three world wars. The first with the Germans, the second with the Germans, the third starting in the Middle East. This is on record. Now, I'm not saying I was against the South in the Civil War. That was a different thing entirely. British intelligence came in and manipulated the South into the war. This is on record. And manipulated the North into the war. Then they put British troops in Canada, in Toronto, and threatened to invade. So it's not this side's good, that side's good, or this side's good, that side's bad. It's all sides. You need to analyze things and not think of it as black and white when you're looking at how the globalists are manipulating groups. But I don't want to get off into these discussions. It's just that Robert Byrd did vote for the Patriot Act and a lot of other bad stuff. He voted for some good stuff. And I think as he got older, you know, he got better. He presided for 60 years over the Senate while America went to hell in a handbasket. And so I did get a threatening phone call saying, you better not come to West Virginia, talking about our beloved Byrd man. But I don't like speaking ill of the dead. So I'm done talking about it, but I don't censor your calls. The caller, who are we talking to? That's right, Scott in Washington. Scott, finish your point. We're talking about a Newsmax article about the Birdman.
Well, one of the questions that was asked to him about his activities in the Klan day, and one of them that was asked whether or not he participated in any lynchings back then, and that was the only question that was answered. The rest of them, the press secretary said that they never discussed it. But this particular one was asked, and apparently Byrd told this press aide to tell the protesters is that he didn't recall whether or not he had actually participated in any lynchings. Now, it seems to me that if you didn't do any of the things that you were accused of, you would come right out and say, no, I didn't. And it was well known, that in between the late 1880s and up until the mid-1960s, that there were over 4,000 lynchings, mostly black.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that a grand Cyclopsian supreme dragon in one of the most oppressive states at the time, covered with Klan, where there were lynchings all over, might have been involved? That's ridiculous. That's like saying water might be wet. Don't talk bad about the Cyclops, the Cyclopsian ruler.
Well, that's what was quoted in there, that he doesn't recall. That's the vague language that was used. So, you know, that's when I say, and I don't know for certain whether it's true, but that's why I say possible. So, you know, I don't like talking ill of the dead either, and I don't really like getting off into this stuff, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's no great loss, and, you know, I hope he's burning in hell, but that's my take on
so
it.
So you're not crying yourself to sleep at night right now over a Byrd?
Hell no.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Scott. Let me just say this. Look, the Russians have infiltrated the United States. Of course, they're trying to infiltrate computer companies and brokerage houses in Harvard, because that's the corporate group that has hijacked our country. They're allowed to steal trillions of dollars in plain view and get in no trouble. Almost every person in the Obama administration is from Harvard. It's a sickening little crew of crooks. And I'm not saying you're bad if you have a Harvard degree. It is a great university. It's that in the political science area and the law school, it's a bunch of crooks. I mean, it's on record. I've had top PhDs from Harvard on who were taught how to overthrow America. It's a corporate takeover. You go, what's it have to do with Byrd? It's the same thing. Look, the Klan is almost non-existent in this country. Back when they had Birth of a Nation, you know, the machete of its time, it was the popular La Raza for white people, and it was popular, and the corporate media promoted it because there were millions and millions of members. But now it's a diversion and a distraction. And Byrd, as corrupt as he was in opposition to a lot of what was going on, because things are so much more corrupt now, they've surpassed anything he ever did. So it's kind of like, am I worried about 11 Russian sex operatives or whatever? Compared to global banks that have engaged in espionage, it's called globalism, who have bought off treacherous, treasonous Americans who've taken over our government and are robbing us and raising taxes to pay to themselves. That's what I'm focused on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gore. He's always looked like a big fat rapist to me. Looks like a giant pervert, but I don't go off my instincts, though they're always right. I've got to trust but verify. And I've listened to the woman's testimony. We played parts of it. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com since last weekend. And it's her audio police report. It's actually hours long. We put up a version that kind of boils it down to 23 minutes. But Al Gore came in. He was staying at a fancy hotel. He showed her condoms and said, I'm going to use these. He began grabbing her hands and putting them on his genitals. She said she wasn't that type of masseuse, that she wasn't a prostitute, and that he seemed to be confused about what he'd ordered. And she explained it all to him. And then, of course, he started trying to get her stuff and leave, and he was running up behind her in the bathrobe, hunching on her without underwear on, and doing classic politician stuff of like, I'm not advancing on you when you don't want me to. That's preposterous, as he was hunching on her. That's classic. This is not an assault like at Waco as they're ramming the building, pumping gas in. Or we're not setting up a world government. Next on CNN, world government. The only hope, we'll pay our taxes to them. I'm not having unwanted sexual advances, as he was chasing her around with an erection protruding from his bathrobe, according to her. And it sounds very credible. And it's very credible that she didn't go file the report for a few months because she was so freaked out. I mean, I had a juvenile justice guard try to rape me in a shower, and I threatened him off of me, but I didn't talk about that for years. I'd probably been on talk radio for a decade before I'd talk about it, because it just sounds embarrassing. But now I could care less. I just talk about everything. But, I mean, you know, imagine a woman. Al Gore, who just won the Peace Prize, he's like God. ABC News, Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse case, and she says she's got the blue-stained dress. Oh, Al got a little too excited, and we're not going to play. You know, everybody's, if they've got a dog who isn't castrated, you've seen it kind of get excited on the grass and scooting its hind end around. That's kind of what Al Gore did, reportedly. So we'll see about this DNA testing. I shouldn't be laughing. I mean, it's a very serious matter to have a vice president involved in this. It's just, it's so gross, and Al Gore, the man bear pig, is so embarrassing and so degenerate, and this will discredit their global carbon tax. I mean, they've got their oil spill to push their carbon tax, and they're blocking the aid ships that could have skimmed all this up because they want the hurricanes to bring the oil in to use the crisis to get their carbon tax, and Al Gore, of course, is one of the main investors in it, but this is as big as the oil spill. You know, they want to use some unrelated oil spill for taxes. This is going to put an even bigger nail in anthropogenic global warming. But see, there's a reason they're now reopening the investigation again. It's because he's not the Nobel Prize winner anymore. In the court of public opinion, he's a fraud. He's lost all credibility. People know he's a joke. They remember Bill Clinton saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. They remember all the women that came out who said that Bill Clinton would corner them, rape them, that he liked to bite them. He would bite them, bite their face to hold them down while he raped them. And people remember the interviews of the landlord of one lady, of Jennifer Flowers. The state police came and broke his legs and almost killed him, all because he'd videotaped Bill Clinton going in to have a little fun with his jilly. And everybody remembers all those rape allegations and the groping allegations and that Clinton got caught lying about it and that he was groping and grabbing women. And it seemed like the uglier, the more. And that's actually something with the elite. They like Down syndrome children and they like women who aren't that attractive. I mean, I wouldn't say this woman's that attractive. And it seems to be the forcing it on them. Some of the Harvard frat guys invented what they call whaling. I'm not going to go any deeper into it, but the fatter the woman, the better. And they like to get them drunk and then be mean to them. I've actually heard the story from some of the scum. So, again, this is what these elites are into. If they can have any gorgeous, beautiful number 10 woman they want, now they like to kind of make an old lady beg and plead and not want to have sex with them. So, again, it just fits the whole MO, and I believe it happened. And he's in a lot of trouble. And of course, his wife's leaving him ahead of all this coming out. And if you think Tiger Woods was out of control, he was just red-blooded. I'm not saying it's good what he did, but he did like attractive, fast women. There are worse crimes, but rape or attempted rape is a crime. Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse allegations and claimed former vice president subjected her to unwanted sexual touching in 2006. I love the way the media spins that. If you listen to this tape, if you listen to her police report, and you can hear the police, they're totally buying it. They totally know she's telling the truth because, I mean, that's what they're trained to be able to pick up on. In fact, let's just go ahead and play a few minutes of this tape right now. I'm only going to play a few minutes of it, but let's go ahead and play a few minutes of it. Again, Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse tape. And the Chinese national television has also and, of course, we also have the Inquirer cover. Al Gore is a pervert and sexual predator. And she told him, stop it, you sex poodle. And she said she tried to nicely get him to stop, but he just kept pushing and pushing, and it appeared that's how he liked it. So she had to escape out of the room. But again, the reason I know her story's true, there's a lot of factors, was the, you know, repeating, this is not unwanted sexual events. I am not making it. This is not happening, as he was chasing her around, trying to grab her from behind, hunching like a feral dog, you know, does with a chew toy. Let's go ahead and go to this tape. Here it is.
I went into much deeper shock as I realized it appeared he was demanding sexual favors or sexual behaviors. I decided to declare I got so freaked I just got... But I got a tiny bit mad under my terror. I decided to clarify things by asking him, as he angrily complained that I was not doing what he wanted, for him to show me exactly what he wanted me to do, such as wear massage. I said, well, why don't you show me? And I thought, this is too nuts. He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, my fingers brushing against his penis, and firmly planted my hand on his pubic crest region and said to me, there, in a very sharp, loud, angry-sounding tone. This is all happening really fast, as you can imagine. Further yet into shock from both his demand and his angry, intimidating behavior, I subtly and slowly slid my hand up away from the area and told him it would be a counterproductive massage technique, as he had said that he'd wanted to unwind from stress and relax, and that it would get him too awake, I said euphemistically and diplomatically. I felt like I was dancing on the edge of a razor. He angrily raged in an accusatory and threatening confrontational tone. He bellowed at me. I had no idea. And I've never had a client yell at me, except for one who was brain injured and she was drunk. And I work with her all the time. She's a mess. But she's like 5 feet tall. And she'll cry. Okay, so he screamed at me. He goes, I'm not asking. Imagine yelling. I'm not asking for you to do anything inappropriate. To which I replied in a softer, terrified, calming tone, no impropriety was inferred, sir. At this point, I was realizing just how crazy and insidious he was and how precarious my situation was when he said the aforementioned, even though he clearly wanted inappropriate touch. It's like to make your mind go nuts. He was moaning, groaning, moving, and acting in a very suggestive way. It was unreal. I never even had any of my hotel clients get angry, yell, or act out at me before. During the massage episode, I realized, much to my horror, that I was in the perfect storm and that I was in a room with someone who was Teflon-coated in terms of his credibility and celebrity status, and my usual safety net idea in all hotel massages before this of being able to escape from such a potential situation of perverted or threatening behavior from a client, which would be terminate the massage and leave the room immediately for help from the front hotel desk. Even running and or shouting for help in the hallway if deemed necessary was completely worthless in this situation. It was no longer viable because I feared that if I ran for the door to get out, I could or would be violently accosted by some security detail for seeming to be hostile, inappropriate, insubordinate, or threatening to him, and I feared being tased or shot by them as a first and immediate response. I also feared that if I made dissent with Gore, I could be in danger of being falsely arrested for false allegations of alleged soliciting or even attempted assault in his efforts to do damage control, and I felt certain that any, even the smallest complaint from him to the hotel could also destroy my work life reputation in all the hotels and hence do irreparable damage to my livelihood, not to mention damage my personal reputation, which I had spent years building with my livelihood. I felt very uncertain if I'd be able to get out of the room without being accosted by him anyway at this point. Does that all make sense to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
He then tried another tactic as though he had very suddenly switched personalities and began in a pleading tone, pleading for release of his second chakra there. There's so much tension being held. This was yet another euphemism for sexual activity he was requesting, put cleverly as though it were a spiritual request or something. I was further deeply shocked and repulsed as my realization of what was happening sunk in, and especially as my mind was now reeling from this absolute betrayal by someone I had inherently trusted as a good guy who cares about people, including me, because of his public persona. No. When I came out, he was in his robe and he complimented me on the session. I felt I could leave without further problems from him, but I was wrong in that surmising. I was freaked out and trying to act calm and collected so as not to look vulnerable and so as to keep any other weirdness from him from happening. He engaged me in small talk as I headed for my massage table to break it down, and he came over to where I was while I was trying to pack up. And then he wrapped me in an inescapable embrace as I turned around, giving this come hither look deep into my eyes and caressed my back and buttocks and breasts. I squirmed to try and get out of his grasp, telling him to stop, don't, several times, and I finally told him and said, "You're being a crazy sex poodle," hoping that he'd realize how weird he was being, yet he persisted. He was much stronger than me, bigger than me, and insistent. It was completely unnerving, and I realized that resistance was making him giggle and pursue more strongly. And I knew then that this resistance was a dangerous tactic to use if I wanted to avoid being raped. I had the fear that rape would be inevitable if I could not get out of the room, yet I could see no way to immediately leave without it also being a risk to my safety.
Okay.
Because I felt he would use force to counter.
It goes on forever, but we've got the full multi-hour interview. We've got a 23-minute boil down. You can go hear this for yourself. As he begins chasing her around with an erection, we don't normally talk about stuff like this on the show, but we've got cops reportedly raping women up at the G20. We've got the vice president, the former vice president reportedly doing this, and it fits his MO to a T. You've got a new police investigation, so we have to play part of it. It gets too graphic. I've made the decision not to play anymore of the video because he starts running around with an erection outside of his robe, humping on her as she goes out the door, showing her condoms, saying, "Why are there condoms in this hotel room? This is a hotel room that supplies me this." And I was on a road trip once, and I remember we were like in Nevada somewhere in the middle of nowhere on a college road trip. And we were sitting around joking in the room, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. And we're like, "Why does it say push here for massage?" And one of the guys jokes and goes, "This is Nevada. They probably send a whore to your room." And later I found out that's what that is. And so I think Al Gore must check into these super ritzy places and thought he was because later in the tape, he goes, "This is Oriental Massage." And I, you know, in downtown Austin, they got places like Midnight Cowboy or Oriental Massage or now they're called Lingerie Modeling. And I've never been in one, but the word is you get a little. Well, actually, I probably get 4 or 5 massages a year. And a couple times, and I didn't know what it meant, women giving me massages, and I don't like a man touching me, they would ask, "Have you ever heard of a happy ending?" And I was like, "No." And one time the lady just laughed, and the next time she described it, and it was like a hint. "Do you want a happy ending, buddy?" And I'm sorry, I am not into prostitutes. Number one, I'm married and like my wife, love my wife, but there's just something, like I'm not licking toilet bowls. I'm not licking, doorknobs. And I'm not even looking down on those women or saying they're bad. I'm just scared. But side issue. If you put all the pieces together, it's very, very, very clear that Al Gore thought he was ordering a oriental massage, as the code word is. And that she showed up, and he was like, look, get to work, woman. I've had a long day. I'm very stressed. But the minute she said no, I mean, this was then sexual assault. And he molested this lady. And I believe it. And look, Inquirer, people confuse Inquirer of News of the World. Because you'll have the Inquirer, and it'll say, government plans to microchip population, and they'll have a real article that I've already seen in the AP a year before. They'll just give it a more shocking headline. And pretty much everything in the Inquirer, I mean, I remember reading in the Inquirer when I was a little kid. It was like laying in a haircutting place. I mean, I don't remember. It was somewhere laying around in a business while I was waiting. And it said Schwarzenegger's dad was a Nazi, and Schwarzenegger dressed as a Nazi and gave out records of Hitler when he lived in California and would scream down with the blacks at the weightlifting gym and said he wanted to be a dictator and all this stuff. And I thought, oh, this is the Inquirer when I was like 13 years old reading that. And then later it all came out in mainstream news, and it turned out it was true. It's kind of like John Edwards. It was the Inquirer that broke all that. So you'll have the Inquirer that I think is a pretty good investigative journal. They do give it tabloid-type sensational headlines, but this is sensational. But next to it, it'll have Bat Boy Lands on White House Lawn or President Meets with Aliens. And even those publications that are 90% bull, then they'll mix real news in to discredit it, I think. But I think the National Enquirer is a completely different animal. I mean, you know, here it is. Al Gore is a sexual pervert and predator. So that is now in the news. All right, I'm going to come back, go to Frank, Brian, Lauren, Jim, Brian, and others. On the other side of this quick break, we'll continue with calls. Ron Paul scheduled to come up in about 40 minutes from now. And I know I didn't get to your Twitter questions for Jesse Ventura. I only got to two of them. But if you've got Twitter questions, there's a good chance I'll end up asking them of Congressman Paul. So it's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Get those tweets into me right now. Your questions for Congressman Ron Paul at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And that is coming up. But we'll continue with your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the Gulf, more on the Russian spies, the economy, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Gentlemen, we have the best, most hard-hitting documentary books, films, Patriot t-shirts, materials to wake folks up. And that's why the government is moving to shut off the internet, to shut down free speech, to shut down Campaign for Liberty with Ron Paul. They don't want Ron Paul to be able to tell you how someone voted in America. That's in the FEC, Federal Elections Commission investigation. I mean, that's how much trouble we're in. But also that shows how effective we are, that the establishment wouldn't be trying to shut us down if it wasn't having an effect on them. So get the videos, Endgame, Invisible Empire, the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, the t-shirts, get them all, wear them, hand them out, put them on Access TV, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day, download the books, the videos, the material, burn them to disc, give them to everyone you know. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we also now have two online video bookstore shopping carts available. We have the Yahoo cart, and we've launched a new cart of our own. All available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I love the two new T-shirts. We got five new T-shirts total, but the two new ones that have an American flag with barbed wire across it, making up the stripes, and it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. It says the same thing on the back. And another that shows Uncle Sam as a POW-MIA. And we've got an In the Fed shirt and a bunch of new great shirts at Infowars.com. And they're all meant to get conversations going with people, and so you can meet like-minded people when you go to a tea party or when you're on the street or when you're at church or when you're at work. Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com, Uncle Sam behind the POW wire. And you can explain that to people that America has been taken over by a hostile offshore corporate takeover, and we're in the final phases of our republic being destroyed. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You've got a reformed Imperial stormtrooper on the phone here.
Well, good to have you join the rebellion. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in corrupt North Carolina here. I was just thinking about, with regards to Al Gore, perhaps the elites have decided to sacrifice him to Moloch. Maybe they've given the green light on that because, you know, their little plan, their little agenda didn't go so well with the cap and trade.
Well, let me stop you, and I'll hold you over because I want you to be able to finish your point. But great minds think alike, and I remember Lord Monckton, not in this interview, but in the last interview, saying he believes they will throw people under the bus. I said, how do you think they're going to counter us? And he and others said, well, normally they'll have a sacrifice. They will destroy someone. He said, I don't think it'll just stop with Professor Jones, one of the ringleaders of the university fraud. It may, you know, expand from there to even Al Gore. And then Jaron, during the break, right before I went to you, said, Alex, don't you think they're throwing him under the bus? Use the same term you used. Aren't they throwing him under the bus? And they'll get a new puppet for cap and trade. And I said, yeah, I'm going to make that point when I go live. Then I go to you, and you say the same thing, Frank. So, yes, I think, I mean, they knew about this the whole time, but also he's now been discredited. And so I think the police were scared to go after him to begin with, and I think the system now may let him be destroyed because it's a convenient distraction. I'm sorry, he just looks like a rapist, and I don't normally go off of somebody looks, but he always looks, I mean, he looks like a pervert to me, but you can't go off that. This woman says she has DNA from him hunching on her, that he ejaculated on her. She says she's got witnesses as well. Stay there, we'll come back to you. 1 minute break, we'll get Frank, who says he's a retired or reformed stormtrooper, maybe current or former police officer. Then we'll go to Brian, Lauren, Jim, and Brian. But again, you're not really a rebellion against the Empire. The Empire overthrew the Republic, so you want the old Republic back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElvaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Al Gore is a pervert and sexual predator. ABC News headline, Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse allegations. Look, I don't think the police want to bust Al Gore, because they know they'll be punished, they'll be persecuted later. But because this has come out, his wife's leaving him, he's been exposed as a fraud for ClimateGate, set to make billions of dollars off this fraud himself individually. This is coming back to the fore now because Al Gore is seen as weaker. But if the police really wanted to burn him, they'd be having press conferences, they'd be saying they thought he was guilty. Who knows what's really going on here? But this fits Al Gore. And I don't think this woman's sophisticated enough to actually know what an Al Gore would say. I mean, the way she describes him as he's trying to, you know, grab her and hump on her, for lack of a better word, you know, hunching on her. I'm not doing an unwanted. This is not happening. I'm angry with you saying I'm doing this. That is exactly what these guys do. That is exactly what they're all about. They assault you and deny they're doing it. But go ahead and make your point, sir.
Yes. As far as the reformed Imperial Stormtrooper thing, I was referring to my days as a Marine. I've since woke up from that and take on General Smedley Butler's view on the world and gangsterism and all that.
Well, you couldn't find a better role model for a Marine. He's the most highly decorated Marine in U.S. history. That's a pretty hard order.
Yeah, he's a two-time recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. I caught Jerry Brownfield yesterday. I heard the end of his show. I don't normally listen to his show, but he had a guest on there talking about a book that was written like 100 years ago called The Coming Battle.
Yes, we've sold that book in the past. We don't anymore, but it was written in 1898 about how the private banks were going to take over America and how this wasn't a foreign government taking over. It was a new type of threat, a corporate takeover, kind of like the British East India Company took over China.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I thought I heard you speak on it years ago. By the way, you did wake me up back in 2005. Can I give a quick a review on a product?
Yeah, go ahead.
I in the mail received something yesterday that I had ordered last week. I got it within 6 days. But for those patriots out there that have AK-47 style rifles, if you have one of those small little grips and you have a hard time controlling the point and aim of the weapon, I highly recommend this product by Tapco. It's called a SAW M249 style grip. It's like the grips we used on our M249 light machine guns in the Marines, but it is perfect for the AK-47 setup.
What is it, like a little bar that sticks out on the bottom?
No. This is the actual primary pistol grips seated behind the trigger guard.
Oh, because that thumb hole is so little?
It's a lot larger, and it allows you to get a lot, have a lot more control of the weapon. It's very ergonomical. It's just very, very good.
So you like the 7.6239 type rifles?
Yeah, I got rid of my ARs years ago. I bought into all the propaganda about the 7.62 by 39 millimeter. I think it's good for busting things up. Whereas the
it certainly is up close. And, well, I mean, if you want something that isn't going to fail on you and it's guaranteed, there's nothing like the Kalashnikov, is there?
No, mine's all black, but this saw grip has turned it into a completely different weapon. I mean, it's just such an awesome feel to it.
Is that the one that has the big giant hole in the butt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've got a Bulgarian one with a handle like that. Very
it's
interesting.
It's just like the M249 saw.
Okay. Well, I'm not really familiar with that, but I'm only familiar with the rifles I've got. I'll tell you what's a good gun. I mean, there's a whole lot of great European 308s out there as well. Hey, listen, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. All right, we're going to come back from break, and we're going to go to Brian, Lauren, Jim, Brian, and others. I'm going to try to get through those calls at least and then get to some more news on the hurricane coming in, the oil. And I kind of want to recap what's going on because all the time I hear a rebroadcast of my show or I'm on somebody else's show. I was on Mancow's show for about 40 minutes this morning. He was playing news clips where they were admitting that BP created cap and trade with Ken Lay and Enron. And I've talked about that some, but it was just coming home to me how incredible that is. And the fact that BP is the third biggest bankroller of Obama and the media is acting like he's against BP.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to get Ron Paul's take on the oil spill and on the Federal Elections Commission witch hunt against him. And, of course, what's happening, the incredible developments in the economy. I mean, I cannot stress to you to have how serious it is to have CNN, the Associated Press, Reuters, everybody saying, oh, the UN says get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency and have SDRs run by the IMF and World Bank. I mean, this is world government. This is total bondage by these crooks. And simultaneously in Europe, in Greece, everywhere, they have engineered the collapse of these economies on record, and then take the Financial Reform Act that just passed the House. Now they've got to reconcile it with the Senate version. Even the Washington Post admitted in an article last Friday that it's $600 trillion that's owed to these bankers. It's owed because they just made up the money and claim we owe it. Literally. It's derivatives. It's made up. But they're claiming we owe it because they're in control, and that this allows them to take over the entire industries, economic industries in this country, the financial industry and anything that affects the economy. So it's a financial dictatorship. It's giving the Federal Reserve more power. In fact, guys, I had that article from Friday highlighted, and I looked for it for like 30 minutes this morning. I can't find it in all my stacks. If you go search engine, I forget the exact name of the Washington Post article, but it was about the financial reform bill to pass Senate, I believe. But if you just Google financial reform bill, Washington Post, $600 trillion, because $600 trillion was in the article, it'll come up. So just Washington Post, financial reform bill, $600 trillion, because I want to have that and quote that to Ron Paul when he's on. Okay, let's hurry through your calls. Brian in North Carolina. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey. I was a victim of childhood vaccinations, so I woken up when I went to your website, and that's when I started my website, USWGO Alternative News. I think you've seen it before.
Okay, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk a little bit. I'm going to try to be quick anyways. I heard about how the FEC is going after Ron Paul, and I think it's awful. It's like Hitler style. Once they bring in all these snakes into the office and get rid of people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul, they'll have complete control of the Capitol.
Exactly. And most of the snakes in government are CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, that openly writes they want a one-world government, openly wants a North American Union, openly wants secret arrest of citizens, openly wants all this tyranny and all these new wars. Openly wants weather modification. The CFR calls for that. Openly wants cashless society, world government. And the government's just full of CFR, which is the corporate governance body. It's full of all these Harvard people. It's full of all these Goldman Sachs people. This is a private corporate takeover of our country, and it's happening now. I appreciate your call, Brian. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Prison Planet, watching on Prison Planet here. I just wanted to give you an update from the Twin Cities. I'm a healthcare worker as well, but I'm not striking. But we have on Tuesday 12,000 RNs getting ready to strike on Tuesday. I've got several dozens of videos getting ready to get out there on the strike lines and wake them up. I urge everyone else to do the same. divide and conquer by the Obamacare. Also, Pioneer Press, June 28th, front page news, new documents reveal inspectors knew the bridge could collapse. And this is one of the highly suspicious related to the NAFTA superhighway. Wanted to get your comment on that, if any. And I know a friend in transportation. He just received, he's awake too, he just received a first observer card from Homeland Security. ITOC report suspicious activities. Call Homeland Security. Anyways, that's all I had, Alex. I could get your comments, please.
Well, that's part of InfraGuard, of course, them getting their little tattletale cards. And that would be fine if we didn't have a corrupt government that can't be trusted. And then, of course, they always start you out looking for Al-Qaeda, but the training then turns into look for gun owners, look for veterans, look for patriots. They're evil. But your other question was dealing with what? I forget now, answering the bridge part.
June 28th, Pioneer Press, new documents reveal inspectors knew the bridge had potential to collapse.
Well, I haven't seen that article, but we all remember the famous Minnesota bridge collapse that became such a big diversion, and then they used that to push for a North American union, claiming that that would somehow fund new roads, as if more taxes paid to offshore groups would help our country. But I seem to remember seeing articles about, and I'm going from memory here, but over 30% of bridges in U.S. may collapse any time. That came out that over 30, in fact, search engine that to make sure I'm accurate. This is about 3 years ago. 30% of bridges in danger of collapsing. And so for them to say that they had reports from the engineers that a bridge could collapse, there are engineers that are good men and women and who are part of highway departments nationwide who constantly, it turned out, I'm going from memory on this, but filed reports saying, yes, this bridge is in danger, that bridge is in danger, all these bridges are in danger of collapsing, and then they just don't get repaired. I mean, our railways, when my grandmother was going to college, she would jump on the bullet train to get her PhD 3 days a week and shoot, because this is after my dad was born, and shoot down from Teague, Texas, on the railhead there, all the way to Houston for the day to go to college. And the train would get there in less than an hour and get back in less than an hour. And you're talking about 150 miles. The train went over 100 miles an hour. This was in the 50s. Those same rail beds now, you can't go on a train more than 50 miles an hour because they don't repair them. They don't fix the beds. They don't fix the rails. Our roads are the same. You can drive 150 miles an hour on German roads, not here, because the money doesn't go to build the roads. It goes to line the pockets of the bankers. So, yes, I have seen the reports, not just in Minnesota. I haven't seen that particular one, where they know bridges and trestles everywhere on the verge of collapsing, and they're collapsing all the time. So I appreciate your call. Really good points. Up next here is Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to give you my Jim from Illinois checking in for this week. We have a problem here in Illinois about land acquisition. They're trying to take people's land by eminent domain for a new airport way before the FAA has even approved it. Okay? And they want to buy their land at 50% of what it was 2 years ago. I just wanted to check in with you with that and let you know about that.
Well, it just sounds like there's corruption everywhere.
Exactly. You know, this is crazy, man.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, just checking in with you, Alex. You know, it doesn't even make any sense anymore. I'm a 51-year-old male. I don't understand anything anymore. This isn't the country I grew up in. This isn't the country I saw. I don't understand anything anymore.
I hear you, my friend, and I appreciate your call. Just getting worse and worse. We have people that don't care about the country and a future. They care about robbing and getting total power and control now. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Tennessee. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. There was a couple of things I want to talk to you about. Your phrase, corporate takeover, is very adequate. I did want to ask you a question, something that I heard someone I don't agree with on everything, but I do believe he is correct on a few things. David Icke said that the Virginia company still owns this quote-unquote country, but they just simply changed their name to the United States. And he wrote that in one of his books, A Guide to the Global Conspiracy. It's on page 231. Is that true?
Say that again.
He said that the British Crown that owned the Virginia Company simply changed their name under several pseudonyms, as he says, as U.S., USA, United States of America, Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, etc., and that this country is technically still being run by the Crown.
There's some truth to that, but people also say the United States is a corporation chartered in Delaware, and that's not actually true. It's a little more sophisticated than that, but deals were made with the British Crown as part of the armistice and the end of the war, where we did sign treaties with England, and some of the holdings of British corporations they were allowed to keep. Most of them they weren't, but there's no doubt the District of Columbia is now operating as an outside force, and it itself has been part of a corporate takeover since 1933. It was taken over by the Bank of England at that time, and the Council on Foreign Relations was established by British intelligence. So, yes, globalism is just the British Empire by stealth. Globalization is treason by its very definition. Meanwhile, they've got us all scared to death of men with turbans or 11 Russian spies. And, you know, all of that is going on and is, I guess, a threat at some level. But it's the difference between being shot with a BB gun and being dropped into a meat grinder. I mean, just the orders of a degree. It is the British mercantile imperial model that is literally raping and robbing everything.
Exactly. And another question that I have is that, you know, we have a military that can defend us from foreign invaders, just like most countries have a military. That's pretty straightforward. How do you fight a monster like this?
I understand the question. Let me answer it.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237 extension 108.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
And they're going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your home gardener's gonna be against the law. While it's sundown.
Scheduled to be joining us coming up in the next segment. The caller had a great point. How do you defeat an army that doesn't come openly bearing its standard? How do you defeat a covert corporate army that comes in and builds takeover mechanisms that are actually businesses? So as they're taking you over, they're making larger and larger profits. So they're financing themselves all the way along. A microcosm of that is the G20 bank heads openly have giant stock in all these private security firms. They had Canada pay tens of millions of dollars to their own security firms and gave them the authorization to arrest protesters. And now it's come out that they weren't even licensed and there wasn't even a law. They just lawlessly came in and had private security goons, that's CBC TV today, and grabbed Canadian citizens off the street. Impersonating officers. And the cops don't care. No one will be charged. It's all selectively enforced. Then Charlie Veach, an activist, jokes and calls himself the love police. And so they arrest him. And that's an example of how the corporate government is literally running everything. As I said earlier, you read these SPP documents and it's the North American Union meeting and you've got the corporate governors there calling all of the shots. They're there telling the Secretary of States and the other heads of the bureaucracies in Canada, the United States, and Mexico what they're going to do. The corporations will have a vote amongst themselves, and then they will deliver that vote in the meeting to the politicians, and then they will swear to develop it extra-legislatively, extra-judicially, through the executive and the bureaucracy. And you've got the media heads there, and they go and then instruct all of their underlings on the policy. This is an outside corporate looting, just like major corporations got together and went in 150 years ago or so and overthrew China and broke it up in many parts. That's all. I mean, it's just kind of like private corporations were operating all over the United States when they were taking it from Native Americans and killing them, or the British East India Company in India. I mean, they would command British armies. This is a British model. If you read 200 years ago, the British East India Company, more than 200 in some cases, with huge battles with Maharajas and other leaders that, you know, as they were conquering India, it took them hundreds of years from their ports to build and expand. And it would be huge British armies, British Scottish troops and Indian forces they'd trained lined up in just huge 3-4 day long battles. And the British East India Company would be there commanding those operations. And that's the New World Order. And so you go, why is the media telling me about 11 Russian spies and I should, you know, just literally have a heart attack and die? Why are they telling me about men in turbans that might kill me? I better give all my rights up. And then you get the government documents and all the trainings actually for you, the American people. See, they tell you give up your rights and let a police state unfold to stop the Ruskies or stop the Arabs. And I'm sure if you gave the Ruskies unlimited power, they would take over. If you gave the Arabs unlimited power, they would. That's the nature of humans. But the group that has taken over and is raping us and has created $600 trillion in derivatives and is doing all of this is the globalist. Globalism is tyranny. Globalism is treachery. It is treason. It is a corporate takeover of the United States. What did Smedley Butler say? He said when big U.S. corporations, which aren't loyal to our country, even, you know, 80, 90 years ago, whenever they wanted to take over a third world country, they just send the Marines down and they take it over. For corporate interest, you as taxpayers would pay to send the leathernecks down there, you know, strong, you know, killers, American killers, wrapped in the American flag for the very robber barons that had murdered the Indians and were murdering American squatters and people that started their own farms and ranches. I've looked at the statistics. There were almost as many white people killed by the railroad operatives and the gold mine operatives as there were Native Americans. That's corporatism and it's fascism. It's not free market. So really nothing new under the sun. This is a private mercenary army, our military, our police, more and more. The CIA's had a coup of this country decades ago, and they just completed their takeover when they killed Kennedy. And we as a society have to make a decision about all of this and whether or not we're going to let these offshore corporations that are engaged in a hostile corporate overthrow of our republic get away with it. See, they're getting rid of your due process, your property rights, your Second Amendment, everything that comes with a free society. So globalism is death. Globalism is the end of America. Globalism is our enemy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Key information straight ahead. Our site's InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free.
There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Joining us, we're going to have Ron Paul with us until about 55 after today, unless the bell rings and he's got to go vote. We appreciate him joining us. I'm just not going to mince words. I'm going to go through a laundry list of issues. Congressman, as you know, the FCC has said they want to start taking over the Internet, the Federal Communications Commission. We also have the Federal Trade Commission saying they want to start taxing the Internet and literally funding old-line media. That sounds like it violates the First Amendment and so many others. We have Kagan with her anti-First Amendment statements about disappearing speech that the government finds to be hurtful. As long as the government feels it's a moral reason, they can restrict our speech. We've got the Federal Election Commission coming after Campaign for Liberty, as you put out in your press release yesterday, saying you can't put out letters telling people how members of Congress have voted. I mean, this is 180 degrees, the opposite of what our country was founded on. I can't even believe this is happening. Can you speak to that and where this is going?
Well, it's going in the wrong direction, obviously, and that is what I understand about Campaign for Liberty. They've had somebody at least make a charge and file a complaint that there was a violation, but it probably won't hold up, hopefully. But the whole idea that people think they can and harass you and you go through this legal maneuvering, because that is the goal of many, is to control us. I think the main goal is also to control the Internet. They're very interested in that. The other day we had a, it sounded like a pretty benign vote. It was under suspension, and that was to praise the idea that government and private entities would study and work together on how to provide cybersecurity. And I don't know if there was anybody else that voted against it. I voted against it just on this principle that we don't need that. We don't need this private sources cooperating with the federal the government forces in order to have cybersecurity. I don't think the government's interested in our security. They're interested in their security. But, yes, I think everything is going, especially with this administration, is going in the wrong direction. And I've always been fearful of them wanting to take over the Internet. You know, they've made this announcement that, you know, if necessary, they might even just close down the Internet, which would be devastating to all of us.
Well, that's what Lieberman said on CNN. He said, China has this power. We need it. And I would imagine they'll shut it down a few times, but turn it right back on and say, see, we saved it.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid that could very well happen.
Well, expanding on that, two things, and I want your specific take on this, Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate you joining us today. This shows that we're really having an effect, that they're harassing Campaign for Liberty, that they're openly coming out and saying they want to restrict free speech, put taxes, quote, on conspiracy theories, and Cass Sunstein at the White House, the regulations are said, like anthropogenic global warming. If you deny that, maybe we should tax you or fine you. I mean, the fact that they want to shut us up shows that we're gaining ground, A, and B, doesn't it reveal to everyone just how tyrannical these people really are?
Yeah, I think it does, and it's a real job to sort all this out, because sometimes people think that all we need are a couple more Republicans and that'll solve the problem, but that's not necessarily the case. But right now, it's the Democrats who are in charge, and they're the ones who are, you know, wanting to radicalize this whole thing. And we know that that is the agenda of many, you know, in the establishment, and that is more government control and less personal freedom, more taxes, the whole mess that we've been fighting. But I still, you know, hold out that the people are waking up, and it may well be that the opposition, that is the government, is being very, getting very concerned that the people are becoming alert from all that has been done in the freedom movement.
Well, Senator DeMitt reported that 94% of Senate bills are not read. I know the number in the House is similar. And so 94% of the bills aren't even looked at. Special interests are writing them. We've had an offshore corporate coup. And then separately, they passed the law in the House, what, 2 days ago, to not let, quote, special interests tell you how someone has voted months before an election, a restriction of free speech.
Yeah.
So they're not reading the bills, and they don't want us to know how they voted. And the FEC is trying to keep Campaign from Liberty from being able to tell people how folks voted. I mean, this really is tyranny.
Well, yes, and they want to make sure that independent organizations and corporations can't spend their money or tell people how they vote. But, you know, there are corporations, and this is where I think you can fall into the category, because if you run a newspaper or you have a TV show, that's a corporation, can be a corporation, but they're not going to regulate them. So if there is an organization or a political action committee or a private group or corporation who wants to tell people how they vote, no, you might be restricted, but they never think for a minute they should restrict the media, assuming that the media is always going to be radical left and defend their candidates. But, you know, there's just a few people on cable and radio and other places that, they, you know, the way I would understand what they're doing, they still haven't come to trying to regulate what the TV stations are saying or what the radios are saying.
Congressman, going into another very important subject, I almost fell off my chair last Friday when the Washington Post admitted in an article that they're set to pass the financial reform bill. They admitted their $600 trillion in derivatives. They went on, that was the first time I'd seen that in a mainstream publication, to admit that the Federal Reserve is going to have a new group with almost total autonomy, was their words, to control all other financial institutions. The Texas Banking Association president has said that the very groups that gave us derivatives with an unfair trade advantage for themselves want to be able to take over all the smaller local banks, and that really, out of the crisis, the big mega banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others created, they are now going to get even more power over the rest of the economy, and that this is an expanded Federal Reserve coup of America. Can you elaborate on that and give us...
Yeah, and I think you've described it rather well, but that's not the way they claim it is. You know, they claim, well, this is going to protect the consumers. It's not run by the Fed. They don't have authority, but it's going to be in the Federal Reserve. They do not have control over the policy. But guess what? Guess who pays for it? The Federal Reserve pays for it. So it isn't even appropriation. It isn't even, you know, part of the appropriation process. So you have this new regulatory agency supposed to protect the consumer, but I think it's going to protect the special interests that have had all the benefits and then got bailed out. So it's this package, which passed the House yesterday, you know, is very bad for all of us, and it does give more power to all the regulators, especially the Federal Reserve. And I don't know whether you want to talk about it now, but that's where I offered my motion to recommit, dealing with the audit the Fed bill. Were you up on that?
No, that's exactly where I wanted to go next. I wanted to illustrate for listeners that just joined us that Congressman Ron Paul is here 20-something years ago in Congress. He couldn't get one co-sponsor, and I wanted to make this point. It seems the House and Senate are schizophrenic. The House votes by two-thirds to pass your bill to truly audit the quasi-governmental banking holding company, the Federal Reserve, that took over in 1913, but then, which is the right thing to do, but it never passed the Senate properly. And then now they're back giving the Federal Reserve even more power outside of government and Congress to regulate themselves. I mean, this is amazing. So break that oxymoron down for us and tell us about your new amendment.
Well, it tells you about the hypocrisy of this whole place and how it works and how powerful the Fed is. You're right. We passed it in the Financial Services Committee, the Audit the Fed bill, and it was part of the reform package. Then it came to the House floor, and they kept it in, so the House floor supported it. We have 320 co-sponsors. Then it goes to the conference with the Senate, and they drop it. They put some things in there to look at the Fed, which are slightly helpful, but they get rid of the true audit. So when the bill comes back to the House, guess what? We don't have the audit bill provision in there. So I was able to offer an amendment, which was a recommitment amendment, to send it back to committee and put back in the true audit. And we had an up-and-down vote on that, and we lost it by a significant amount. 320 co-sponsors, and we lost it. 114 people who were co-sponsors of this bill switched and voted against the bill that they were co-sponsors of.
And now they've got the feds sicked on Campaign for Liberty and every other organization so that you can't tell the public that they flip-flopped and engaged in treason. They know that there's been a major political realignment, not left or right, but towards the Constitution, and that all incumbents across the country are either losing or on the verge of losing in the primaries, and they are scared to death, and they're trying to stop us from being able to communicate to them the truth. This is treason against our way of government and our life.
I don't think they're going to stop the information from getting out. It's, you know, the internet is at the moment still too big. They can't control it. People are going to find out, and they still have access to government records, and they can find out who those 114 individuals were who flipped on this vote. And, you know, if we're worth our salt and this message, this issue is important, you know, it will play a role in the elections this fall.
All right, now I want to rocket through points with Congressman Ron Paul in the time we've got left with him. The way I read the Supreme Court ruling, it's take two steps forward, two steps back. The gun grabbers are hailing it as a victory, saying, well, at least we've got a Supreme Court ruling saying we can now restrict the Second Amendment under law. And so basically, if you can jump through 100 hoops, maybe you can have access to a gun and keep it unloaded in your house. And so, Chicago, you can't have a total ban, but you can basically have almost a total ban. But others are hailing this as a big victory. Congressman, how do you see it?
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm still hoping that it will be, because it's certainly perceived that way. And the people who hate guns and don't believe we should have them, they're hysterical. They're going nuts. So I'm hopeful that, yes, more people will have guns and more people will be able to defend themselves. You know, that things have improved slightly in Washington. I hope they improve, even if it's not the total package, it will improve slightly in Chicago. And then maybe it will be of great benefit to us, because what they'll probably find out is that the crime rate will go down. It has in every other city. So I haven't written it off saying that, no, this won't improve things. I think more people are going to have guns in Chicago in order to defend themselves.
Well, I agree with you to a certain extent, because I don't like having concealed carry, because that turns a right into a privilege in states where it's already legal to carry a gun holstered. But if you pass it in Texas or Florida and the crime rates drop by over 20% in both states, the same numbers in other states, even though it's a restriction to a certain extent, it illustrates that more guns means less crime, and so you win the overall intellectual war.
Yeah, that's a powerful message, and I think more and more people are coming around to that. And I think politically we generally have won this. They sort of come into some of these regulations through the back door. You know, that in the last several elections, the Democratic candidate usually doesn't go out preaching about how he's going to round up the guns and register guns. They stay away from that. They pretend that, oh, we're not going to do that, we're not going to do that. But backdoor legislation, they generally are always trying to do that.
Let's talk about the oil spill. And again, just to preface this, BP gave orders that they knew would cause a problem. It turns out 2 months before it was leaking. BP is one of the biggest contributors to Obama. They funded the carbon tax. They've got a global governance office with a vice president over it. They've always wanted to nationalize oil so they get an inside deal. I'm very suspicious of how this has been handled. We're 70-plus days in. Obama has blocked a Taiwanese ship that can get 500,000 barrels a day scooped up. They've blocked over 30 other mega ships. Now that the hurricanes are coming in, he's saying he may look at letting them come in. Once that oil gets blown in, they're going to have a major disaster. The Washington Post is talking about forced evacuations. Obama's answer is, give me the carbon tax. Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. I don't see this as Obama versus BP, as the media has phrased it. Really, this is Obama working with BP to try to get his carbon tax. Congressman, this is out in international water. Why don't we just have the salvagers in there to begin with? How can Obama tell people 50 miles out in the Gulf what to do?
Well, you forgot. He can write executive orders. He can write executive orders and do anything they want. So it is a real mess. You know, if a state needs some manpower, generally they don't have manpower that might be able to help out. That would be maybe their National Guard units. They're all over in Afghanistan and Iraq. I would say that, you know, if an emergency like this, this might be an incentive to say, hey, why don't you bring these troops home? And maybe even some different states would share some of their people to help. I mean, it's practically like an invasion the way this oil is coming in. But I think that, yes, I'm very suspicious of what BP and our government is doing and the Obama administration, and that's why I've even challenged the principle of this this agreement they have to set up, this fund, this $20 billion fund. Sounds like a lot of money, but it sounds like there could be a lot of mischief, too. And that was done by just executive order. The president declared we're going to have this up. And then he came to the Congress and asked even for more authority to go any place asking questions and trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, I saw a report that they're blocking. I'm sorry to interrupt. I saw a report in the AP yesterday. They're trying to block Republican groups from going and looking at the Gulf. I mean, Obama doesn't have that power.
Yeah, well, he might take it. He doesn't deserve that power, but sometimes they assume power that they have. But just, no, he doesn't. That's not a proper power that he has. So I'm not too pleased either, and I think a BP corporation is in bed with government, so you have to be suspect. Just think of how much we spend protecting their oil well and their oil drilling. What do you think we're over in the Middle East for? We're not over there to spread democracy. We're over there to protect oil companies, and BP just happens to be over there as well.
Did you see the video? You probably didn't 2 weeks ago, but it was on Drudge and Infowars.com and everywhere else. Senator Kyle said he was in a closed-door meeting with Obama and said, look, tens of thousands dead, 80 miles to 100 miles, illegal aliens, they're shutting down national parks, the border's collapsing, Mexico's collapsed. And Obama said, I'm not going to fix the border till you pass amnesty. I need to use that crisis. This is a quote. And Senator Kyle said that this is basically holding us hostage in a form of terrorism. I mean, that sounds like an impeachable offense, Congressman. And to have a senator say he was in a meeting with Obama, A, what's your take on that? And B, that is a false flag to let the crime continue and not protect our border when that's in the Constitution, one of the few duties of the feds. What would you say to that?
Well, since I wasn't at that meeting and what said, I don't know. So it would have to be up to the senator to decide what to do with it. But they certainly don't act like they have an incentive to do much with the borders, and that, of course, could eventually lead to a national security problem as well.
Well, okay, Congressman Ron Paul, what about his executive order? And now they say they're going to sue Arizona, and they're saying Arizona isn't allowed to protect itself when a third of the state is now being denied to the citizens. This is confirmed. What's your view on the constitutionality of an executive order by the president to legalize the illegals?
Well, he can't do it unilaterally like that. No, Congress would have to act and take a policy on that and write the rules. Our federal government has authority over our borders. But, it should be that the private landowner should have a lot of authority, along with the states themselves with jurisdiction. And yet, instead of permitting them to exert their authority over their own land, whether it's their own private or the state, the federal government comes in and says, you can't do it. So they're acting perversely to what I think the federal government ought to be doing.
Congressman, I know you're a busy man, but have you had a chance to watch Kagan and the hearings and then expanding on that, all of her open statements about socialism being great and the government can disappear speech, going back to that, are you concerned about Kagan?
Oh, I am, but I'm sure if he put 10 new ones up in place of her, I'd be very concerned, too. I haven't watched the hearings, but I've read about her, and she certainly is not going to be a great defender of the Constitution, although she's going to make it sound like she is. So I'm not too encouraged with that appointment, for sure.
Congressman, what's your take on the Russian spy situation? It seems like they're trying to kick off a new Cold War with that. And my issue is globalization is treason. Globalization is corporations and megabanks taking over our government. And so what is the difference between Russian spies sneaking around and mega corporations coming in and openly buying off our politicians?
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of hype. I think even the media, the mainstream media, is sort of making fun of all this, and I think rightfully so. They just didn't look like a great threat to me. And I had somebody in for a luncheon today that was sort of knowledgeable about this, and he said that there's so much spying going on in the world. Other countries come in here, they do it routinely, and we're all over the place, all over the world. And it's almost, he described it almost like a game they play. I mean, it's really not serious intrigue. And my guess is that people like to stir things up, scare the people, and who knows? I hope it doesn't lead to another Cold War with the Russians. I don't think they're looking for trouble, and we certainly shouldn't be looking for it either.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul, we appreciate your time. In closing, and I know you'll say, well, if I was president, I would only have the powers of the president, but what would you recommend? What would you do? If Ron Paul would have been elected back in 2008, as we all wish you would have been, forecasting everything that's now happened, if you would have been elected, what would you have done with the oil spill, and what would you be doing now?
I'd probably work at getting the government out of the way. I would have done everything possible to alleviate any federal restrictions on the states or property owners. I would have accepted anybody who had an offer to come in and help. I would have worked to remove any liability limitations on BP. And I would have, of course, and by that time, by the time we had the oil spill, I would have had all the guard units back in the individual states, and they would have had the right to use their guard units as they pleased. And I would actually encourage other guard units and not pretend that the guard units belong to the president, but they belong to the states and the government. And I think they could have done a lot to alleviate some of the damage. I do not believe that there would have been any magic with any one individual who said, oh, I know how to cap this thing, let me do it. I actually do believe they're trying seriously to stop this. I don't think it serves anybody's benefit. But I think right now the assumption is that the government, you know, didn't have a role to play, and what they did was actually made this worse because of the rules of pushing them out into deep-sea drilling. That was part of the problem, too. But I would not have closed down drilling like Obama wants to do. That's not going to help us. That just makes the unemployment problem that much worse.
Well, the Russians and the Chinese and the people in Brazil, they're not stopping drilling in the Gulf. We don't own the Gulf. He's just stopped any companies in the U.S. I mean, this is outrageous, and they're going to use it to pass cap and trade. Congressman Ron Paul, everybody's got to get behind Campaign for Liberty. They got to get behind Rand Paul. We're going to win this, and we appreciate your leadership, and we know you're there working tirelessly for us in Congress. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, and we are out of time. No more time for calls. I got to most of the news today, and I want to say great job to the crew. I also want to encourage listeners to support the online video bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. We're not funded by the New World Order or big global corporations. We're funded by small sponsors and by you buying the books, the T-shirts, the videos. Got a lot of new books and videos and specials and free T-shirt deals up on Infowars.com. Or you can always call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got some other very informative guests joining us tomorrow and next week, of course, steaming towards the 4th of July. I hope everyone will remember what the 4th of July is really all about. And at the end here, I wanted to thank InnerHealth Botanicals. That's just a wonderful sponsor. And you really need to listen to me. I search high and low because I like green energy foods that are just raw foods, you know, that aren't pasteurized, that haven't lost their value. This is the best out there. And, of course, it's owned by Patriots. And it's very affordable. It has 20 organic superfood ingredients in it. It won the 2009 Superfood for Mike Adams, the Health Ranger Award. They have their NutriCafe coffee, but really their inner food is their classic. They got a lot of great products, all made right here in the USA. And it's just raw foods concentrated, and it's just a few scoops in the morning with your orange juice or apple juice or with water or coconut juice, whatever you like. Inner Food, E-N-E-R Food, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. And lastly, it's not enough to just own guns. You need to know how to use guns. And they've had this great deal for a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice with one of their basic training packages. And believe me, you cannot beat this deal. No drill instructor, no tough guy attitude, the best training out there. I heard about these guys a decade ago. I mean, you know, with police and military, I know, that go there to tune themselves up. It is frontsight.com, Frontsight Firearms Training, frontsight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your free training and free gun. Learn more at frontsight.com, ladies and gentlemen. Frontsight, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. And just in closing, again, the broadcast is exploding. More and more people are tuning in. It is, you are the reason we're getting on so many AM and FM stations. You are the reason so many people are downloading the free MP3 podcast every day and sharing it, and the free iPhone app. Listen where you want, where you, you know, when you want. We've got the free app too for the Android out there listed on the listen page. All of it's at InfoWars.com. Got some big news breaking tomorrow. Be sure and join us at 11 a.m. God bless.